Listen the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute offers a free seminar and a comprehensive video that will help business leaders break through this fear to legally live and share their faith with their employees, customers, and communities in ways they never would have dreamed or imagined before.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get your projects done. What are you working on? Are you renovating? Are you rejuvenating? Are you doing some decorating? Whatever project is on your to-do list, slide it over to ours by picking up the phone and joining the conversation. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, when it comes to home renos, are you a DIYer or a GoPro kind of home improver? Well, House has revealed how many DIYers there were actually doing home projects in a new survey. We're going to have those results just ahead, along with an interesting trend among the youngest DIYers out there.
And does your yard double as an all-you-can-eat buffet for deer and wildlife? Well, we've got some humane ideas for stomping all the chomping.
Plus, motion detector spotlights are a great addition to your home for convenience and security. And thanks to LED technology, they're now easier to install than ever, and some don't even have to be wired. We'll share those options.
But first, we're here to educate, inspire, build confidence, and help guide you with all of your home projects. So give us a call and let us know what we can do to help you finish, start, dream, whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Amanda in Connecticut is on the line with an AC system that's not doing the C part of the cooling. What's going on, Amanda?
Hi. I don't really know. It's a brand new system.
Brand new as in the entire central air conditioning system is new to the house, or just a new condensing unit outside?
The new condensing unit. The house already had the venting in it, but it didn't have the unit.
Okay, so they added the compressor outside, correct? And
right.
Who did this work? Was it a contractor?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Did they not test it to make sure it was working?
They said they would come back when it was hot, and so I called them and the hot day, and they came back, and it just didn't cool after 4 hours. And he told me it was because the house is an older house and that the returns are on the outside of walls and makes it, you know, harder for it to cool down, longer for it to cool down.
Well, look, you hired these guys to complete your cooling system. So any good contractor is going to look at the house, and they're going to identify any problems with the size of the ducts or where the ducts are run. They're going to make sure that they're sized properly. Do we know that the compressor is actually working outside?
Yeah, they came back again after that and made sure that it had the Freon in it and checked to make sure that it was working properly.
Well, obviously something is not working properly, okay? It's either the compressor or there could be something with the way the ducts are installed. I can't begin to diagnose it for you except to tell you that it's not right. The contractor should know better than this. I don't think you're getting the best advice or service from this contractor because it shouldn't be that difficult for an HVAC contractor to figure out why a house is not getting cooled. This is their business. So if you're not getting anywhere with these guys, you might want to think about bringing in another contractor to get a second opinion. Maybe not even share with them that you had this unit installed recently and see if they can figure out why it's not cooling. See what kind of advice you get. But it seems to me that this first contractor had a responsibility to do what it takes, or at least to complete the job or advise you if there was something that was going to prevent the compressor from cooling the house, then why were they willing to sell you the compressor in the first place? You see what I mean? They're the experts here.
He's saying to me that 4 hours is not a long time.
That's not true at all.
I pretty much said I had to go outside to cool off.
Listen, I would get another contractor or an expert in there to find out why exactly it's not working, take a look at all the things that impact cooling, and then at least you'll know what was done or not done, and you can take it from there. But it doesn't sound to me like you're getting the best advice here.
Thank you, and I love listening to your show.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and I hope we've helped you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now up, we've got Paul calling in from Tennessee who's got an issue with a water pump. Tell us what's going on.
I'm getting some air in this well water. The well is 6.5 years old, as is the house, and it goes down 350 feet, and the casing goes down 105 feet where they grouted it. When they first put it in, I was bothered by the amount of turbidity I had in it, and I was changing the whole house filter about once a week. And I went back to the drilling company, and they said, well, it'll take about 3 months to quit that. Well, it was 36 months. And then after about 4 years, I started getting some water hammer in the cold water, particularly in the basement, although upstairs it'll do it too. But then I'm getting air out of the faucets upstairs, and it's collecting air from somewhere, and I can't figure out where. And as far as I know, the well tank with the bladder in it, the 40 pounds of air pressure over a bladder, that seems to be okay, Tom.
Okay, yeah, that was the first thing I was going to think, that if you had a leak in that bladder tank, that would cause that. Other possible causes are bad siphons, but I'm not quite sure how you could test that without having all the gear that you would need. Have you had the well company come back and take another look at this, specifically for the air bubble problem?
No, because it's been quite a while, and the guy they used to have there at the company in the daytime didn't seem to know much about it. In fact, when he told me 3 months it was going to clear up and it was 36 months, I thought maybe I'm talking to the wrong guy, but I haven't gotten a hold of him.
Well, he told you 3 months because his warranty was 90 days, right?
Yeah.
Paul, obviously we're getting air into that system, and if it's not coming through the bladder tank, I'm not quite sure where it's coming in, and I think you're going to have to get a well expert there, a real expert that understands these things, and try to see if there's any way they can determine exactly how that air is getting in. Do you have another well company that you might try?
Yeah, there's several of them here because this area is very rural. We're right at the edge of the Smokies.
I would try another well company because you didn't have good luck with the first one and see if you can get to the bottom of it. But I agree with you. If it's not the tank, it's more likely it's the pump.
Okay. Well, very good, and thank you. I will try someone near local then and see if they can dope it out.
All right, Paul, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair or a home improvement question. We are here 24/7 to lend a hand. So pick up the phone at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. And just ahead, when it comes to home renos, are you a DIYer or a get-a-guy kind of home improver? We're going to have the results of a house survey that breaks down the trends when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit. outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic built easy and great from PaveStone at the and be sure projectidea.com.
You have a home project and invite here by calling me, Money for Index. Reach us by submitting your or through our Facebook flash. And remember, upgraded help with it just by
dryer, fence in your house, bring bucks at $50 a day, costly Repairs Club, printy coverage that gives you mind of knowing all in your home. At 800-691, no obligation covered, any major home is guaranteed. It makes and models, dryers, air conditioner, service club, 91 for about $1,000. Call 800-800-38. Calling a tile backup or shelly improves, so it's not a hard you have the right materials. Simple mat and simple.
No mess. Permanently bonds. Simple grout.
Simple mat at Home Depot. The Simple Mat.
Homes better than improvement project. Bid present advisor.
Service pros in your review. It's online or loading the home.
No matter. We'll do every door. And hey, you can list your convenient number one of all to every. It's available odds.
Mine is working project.
The on to boathouse roof removed that was original. Want to know what I can on there on the bladder that will do.
This is it. It's exposed to
roof.
Now, exterior probably not the best because it does wear and tear. Quickly, that's now a decking material directly on top.
Well, I was thinking what surface, right, a platform, the twist, or even fours, you might have that lay forward, sort of lay on top, on kind of like just making the, as the wear and subsystem here, as
railed.
A composite deck. Now, you can't just lay together. Said that what I might do, pressure treated 2x6, that sort of it was a floor joist that you were down on top of. Also, when I, it's teak. Mm-hmm. There's teak top. I've seen the patios. I said we also put that, it was. So any decking should be.
And those are in tiles that snap to, or, you know, those doors. It's not really like.
Oh, hello. I'm in the woods.
Okay, because there's several different companies actually that sell them online. Locally for me, I found them at one of those like discount home decorating stores. But they're 12 by 12 teak tiles that almost look like a park tile, like a floor tile. And they're set on a plastic base and they snap together. And you can also get like an edging tile to sort of complete the border. And that could be on top of the bladder because it's got thick base that, you know, creates that platform.
You know, a good website to take a look at is Swift Deck. SwiftDeck.com is a company that sells patio deck tiles. They have Ipe tiles. It looks like they also have a composite version. So a couple of options there. Great photos. You can see exactly what this looks like at SwiftDeck.com.
Beautiful. Thank you for your help.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Well, when it comes to home renos, are you a DIY or a GoPro kind of home improver? Well, according to a new survey by Houzz, nearly 9 in 10 homeowners hired a home professional for renovation projects in 2019. That's 88% of projects out there. That's crazy. There were things like electricians, plumbers. Those were now the most common renovation professionals that were tapped by homeowners, 50%, followed by general contractors, kitchen, bath remodelers, builders, and design build pros made up about 36% of that. So people are hiring.
Now, design-related professionals, speaking of them, they were actually brought in by nearly 1 in 5 renovating homeowners. That amounted to about 19%. That's pretty good because, I tell you, if you are unsure about how to go with a project, it really does make sense to hire a designer to walk you through that. And I think it's also interesting that of the high-end projects, they were up among the younger generations. About 10% of renovating homeowners are spending about $80,000 or more on those projects.
Kerwin in Mississippi is on the line with a septic system question. What's going on over there?
Hey, como delivu. We've got a situation. We bought a tax sale property.
Okay.
Paid $3,000 for a trailer that still had all the stuff in it from Katrina, so it was a mess. Took a couple months to fix, and it was a 100 by 150 lot with a trailer and an addition on it, so it was a great deal.
Okay.
Our problem is we went through the process of trying to get power turned on, which we have no, we're really living off the grid. We have no water, no power.
Okay.
And We got a compost toilet. And the problem, when the inspector came out from the health department, was, you know, it should have been grandfathered in, but they started hemming and hawing about it being, they changed the rules. Instead of it being 10 feet from the property line, now it's got to be 25 feet. Mm-hmm. And ours sits at 22.
Okay.
So we're dealing with the raw sewage, you know, with the compost toilet. We need to deal with the septic system, gray water. And I've been looking, and they also tried to say that, you know, oh, it might be a wetland. Well, it
still think it was a good deal?
Actually, I do.
All right, so what's your question, Kerwin? Is it the septic inspector, the health inspector telling you can't put in a septic system? Is that right? Is that what it is?
We can't get anybody from the, we had an engineer come out, and he said there doesn't seem to be a problem.
Okay.
They told me they referred me to an engineer. I got one to come out, and now I can't get a septic company to even come out and repair it. He said all it needs is repairs.
Okay.
So I'm in a bind.
Hmm.
So I look for grants. I've thought of moving it myself.
What's the job that actually has to be done? What's the repair?
I think if we can find a way, if there's a source or information on doing a gray water system, you know, we can get by.
First of all, you did the right thing by involving an engineer. The engineer will, his opinion will basically supersede that from the health department. The engineer is recommending a repair. The first thing I would do is ask the engineer if they can give you a referral to somebody that does this kind of work, aside from the two guys that you've been calling over and over and over again. I can't believe there's only two guys in this area that do this sort of work. I would not try to change the entire way you're putting this system together just because you can't get a contractor out there that does this. I mean, I would place an ad on Craigslist to find a contractor or some other online directory rather than change my approach to basically redesign the system. If the health inspector says you got to get an engineer, the engineer says it's repairable, let the engineer, I mean, put the engineer in charge of the project. Let them find somebody that does this. You know, you want to find somebody that can has some credibility with the guys that are doing the work that wants to get more work from them. You're just kind of one and done. But if you have your engineer that's doing this all the time, maybe GC the project for you, maybe that engineer can help you identify a contractor that's going to be responsible and reliable. Even if it costs you a little bit more, it's going to be less than trying to redesign the entire system. And if you get it done right, then you can get the power moved in and kind of move on your way. So that's the way I would approach it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Cindy's on the line from Nebraska with an air conditioning question. How can we help you?
Yes, I have central air, but our upstairs does not cool very well, so we put in a window air, and I've tried to seal it with some of those foam strips and tape and things like that, but now I've got some issues like when it rains, for some reason we're getting water soaking through the tape and coming inside and dripping.
Huh.
What other thing can I use to seal that would be more waterproof? But still, I'd be able to take it out.
Wow. So typically, when you install a window air conditioner, you have the window, the upper part of the double-hung window sits on top of the box, and then it has sort of like wings that slide out the side of the air conditioner to kind of seal out the space between the air conditioner and the opening of the window, correct?
Correct.
All right. And so you've sealed those areas with tape? Is that what you said?
We use some foam that you put around it to fill in the gaps. So we've got the wings all stretched out, and then we've sealed where we have spaces with the foam strip.
Here's what I would do. There's a product that is a temporary weather stripping that looks like caulk. It comes in a caulking tube. Now, typically you use this inside your house for really, really drafty windows, and you almost caulk them shut with this product. But you could use it in a scenario like this. I think for the summer it would probably last fine. When it dries, it kind of looks like a silicone caulk. It's clear. But the cool thing is that when you're ready to pull out that air conditioner, you can peel this temporary caulk off. Now, it's made by a number of manufacturers. I think DAP makes Seal and Peel is the brand name that they came up with, Seal, S-E-A-L, and Peel. And so take a look for that temporary weather stripping caulk. Search that online. You may have to order it at a hardware store or a home center. And that will be much more effective than the tape because you'll be able to get it into those tight places and it will really stick there and keep that water out. Okay?
That sounds perfect. Thank you very much.
There you go. Sometimes you got to come up with a creative solution to an unusual problem.
I figured there had to be something. I just didn't know what it was.
All right, Cindy. Glad to help you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, do you have a motion detector light? If not, why not? Motion detector lights are affordable, they're easier than ever to install, and a great deterrent to burglars. We're going to explore the options next.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remember that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure correctly. Your dreams don't have to Tom Kreitler today.
The money to buy cost you hire advisors free.
King Goodholz is the money.
Tom Kreitler. Leslie Segretikin on this week. We covered Money Pit.
You know, home pros can find pros book a project advisor app.
In Arkansas, you
buy every home. It seems that you're an odor.
Yuck. Okay.
And a door, which is a metal. I also have discovered an area in a window, maybe on the Henry.
Okay.
How I purchased a home.
Well, here's the thing. If you have a concrete, some liquid, is take to a pot, garage, that surface. Be easy to do. It's lots of manufacturers. Mix up. And 5 minutes, and then probably the next day you're putting the epoxy seal in. And as far as that, there was activity on the times with an oil bath.
If you have a carpet, pull up that. That's an oil seal in there. Point I hate back down to that. Really, probably only way, you know, notice it is my high humidity. You're going to get so piece of, but I would do it subfloor.
You reuse, you pull it back up. If the pad replaced is new, whole area, then put it back to the carpet installer to help you absolutely do a carpet. Okay,
so. Okay, so do I.
I would use
okay.
In. As long as it's oil, we'll do it out.
Much.
So, on us at 888 Pit.
Well, if you've got out, it's a great time.
Now, wine all today, and they're at a sense of mind.
Yeah, because in the police smack eyes, waves from mood people, that light is going to finish. You set a photo light off during most motion to field of view, 240 degrees, and an adjust range of up to 70 feet, sometimes even more. And the field and the range can be adjusted coming on when car. So you got to sort of see what it is and then make it work for your house. Now, I don't think a lot of motion detecting lights, you can actually operate them manually. You just flip that switch off for a second and then back on, and that's going to allow you to keep the light on at night when you want it, even if there's no motion.
Now, the basics of hooking up this light are pretty straightforward. If light fixed, easy. You just kill the power, remove the old unit, and wire up the new one, matching wire for wire. That same wiring pattern should definitely be followed, so make sure the hot black wire is connected to black, neutral, white to white, and don't forget to connect the green ground wires to the bare copper wire around the ground screw. Now, beyond that, there are some really cool new developments in motion detection lights. There are batteries, which are awesome. I am amazed. Got one, two, three of these, two inside the house and one outside the house, all run on D-cell batteries. I have not changed the battery since I put them in well over a year ago, and they work on motion. I've got two in closets and one outside a door, and it's great. You know, no wiring required. All I had to do was attach it to the wall, and I was done. There's also security camera lights where it's basically a really high-intensity spotlight with a camera built in that will feed to a cloud so you can record footage. And there's even LED light bulbs that have built-in cameras. So there's a lot of ways to get motion detection lights and cameras together today. And all in all, they add up to a lot more convenience and safety for your home.
Join in the home improvement discussion. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. We'd love to help you out. Up next, are deer munching on your shrubs and then devouring your dogwood? Well, we've got some tips for keeping the deer out of your garden when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Presented by Home Advisor. Need new flooring in your kitchen or bathroom? Home Advisor will instantly match you with the right local pro for the job for free. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, give us a call right now. We'd love to talk about your home improvement project. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor. They really have the best local pros for any home service.
That's right. Doesn't matter what the project is, they make it fast and easy to find the top local pros for your projects.
Plus, now they offer clear upfront pricing on over 100 everyday projects. Just download the Home Advisor app today to get started. 888-666-3974 is the phone number. You know, it doesn't matter when you're listening to the Money Pit. If you're a podcast subscriber, you can call too. Just dial us up any time of the day or night. And if you're not a subscriber, well, why not? You can get the Money Pit podcast wherever you get your pods.
All right, next up, we've got Mike from Tennessee calling in. And what's great is that Mike tuned into us on Facebook and knew that we were in studio and gave us a call through our Facebook fan network. Hey, Mike, welcome.
Our house is on a slab, and we're wanting to change to possibly some type of wood flooring, but trying to decide what type would be best and how to go about that decision.
Okay, well, it's very easy. Because your house is on a slab, there's only one type of wood flooring that you can put down, and that's called engineered floor. The reason it's called engineered floor, Mike, is because it's put together in layers, kind of like plywood, where you have alternating layers of wood, and that's necessary for it to be dimensionally stable. If you were to try to put down solid hardwood floor on a concrete floor, that concrete is so damp and moist that the solid hardwood would very quickly warp and twist, and it just wouldn't work. So you want engineered hardwood, and that can be installed as a floating floor, which means the floor pieces themselves would lock together, but they don't really attach to the floor. They just kind of float, and they go down over an underlayment, which is usually with engineered like a thin foam, so it even gives you a little cushion when you walk on it. And you cut it to fit the room, and you cover the exposed edge with some molding when you get out to the baseboard. So it's pretty straightforward, pretty easy project to do. I would buy the best quality engineered that you can afford because it really counts on the finish. If you get a commercial grade, for example, finish, it's going to be far more durable because it is almost impossible to refinish. So you really do want to have a good quality finish first time out of the box.
Well, that's great information. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, whether it's the best-looking flower bed on the block or it just needs a little work, you know, deer look at your garden and your lawn and they think one thing. It's time for lunch.
You know, keeping those deer away from your plants and flowers, it can feel like you're losing the battle, but there are plenty of humane, chemical-free ways to keep them moving onto that next green field.
Yep, so commercially available deer repellents are a start. They're very effective at making your yard less tasty. They've got an odor that's similar to rotten eggs, and the deer are going to find plenty of other greenery to munch, which will be much more appealing. But they are a little costly.
Yeah. Now, if you're looking for a fresher smelling approach, soap is another deer deterrent. Just make sure you buy a few fragrant bars. You want them to be the stronger bars of soap and hang them from the branches of the plants and trees that you're trying to protect. There's also a number of homemade recipes that you can find online, and they usually include large portions of cayenne pepper, lots of eggs. So different ways to get the deer to sort of keep wandering.
Now, one other thing you could do is, especially if you have a smaller area that they're infesting, so to speak, is to add fine mesh nylon netting. We use this over some bushes around our house to keep the birds away from this one blueberry bush that we have. I mean, we don't get that many blueberries, and we'd like to keep them for ourselves, so we cover the bush with the nylon netting. And it works really good because not only do the birds stay away, if there are deer that are fruit lovers, I don't know if they are, but they can't get to it as well. Or you can go a high-tech route. You can install a motion detector sprinkler, and the way that works is when the deer kind of move in on your garden space, it kicks on and spritzes the deer and keeps them away.
Yeah, wait till they figure this out on a hot day and they're like, let's go over to the Kreitler's house. I got the sprinkler thing.
Yeah.
Barbara in Texas, you've got the money, but how can we help you today?
We're restoring my mother-in-law's 130-year-old home. Not that she's 130, but just the home is. And I'm having a problem with the carpenter. I want to put in pocket doors, and for some reason he keeps telling me not to do that. He doesn't want to do it. It's not structural. It's just he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, and you know what, Barbara? I mean, a pocket door is a lot of work. And maybe that's why he's trying to talk you out of it. It will be far more expensive than a normal door to install because essentially it's not just a door, it's a wall too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put in the pocket side of it in addition to the door side of it. And that means that you have to kind of re-drywall that whole section so that it truly is a disappearing door. That said, I got a pocket door in my office and I love it because I don't have room for the swing. And we've got a full size 30-inch by, you know, 32 inch by 80 inch door in this pocket that swings into the wall. But I remember the process of getting this thing in, and it is a lot of work. So that might be why your contractor is a little reluctant to tag on.
Do you have some words of wisdom I can share with him to encourage him?
Yeah. Tell him to Trump to expand his horizons, that the customer is always right, and you want your pocket door, and you're willing to pay for it, pay him to do it, and he's probably working by the hour, so stop whining and get to work.
And phrase it exactly like that.
No. Just like that. Stop whining and get to work.
I like it. That's great.
All right, Barbara, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair or home improvement questions right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, all the high-end products in the world cannot undo the effects of hard water on your hair, clothing, even your dishes. We're going to tell you which water softeners can help when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. .com links organ donors with people in need of other transplants. In the U.S., 9 die each day organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming an organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor? Inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-20.
Invent as large inventors in you can record your information brochure. Learn how free information just for free.
Call 847-20.
Have an idea product to go with. It's free information. To invent, patent your invention. Free call.
Call 47. That's 847.
You want a piece of me?
Movie tough guys. Just doing something on MatchingDonors.com to donate their one who needs it. In the U.S. and for kidneys.com. Zods by an alps for patients. Desom and ordinary people.
Hi, Quick Creek in the... Project Quick Passport in...
Make better this movement show.
And I'm...
Presented by Harris Home and Local Pro. You can even check the out what you project today.
Call it on the money page or email host Shirley, who writes, I think buying one. What do you recommend?
Get, talk about what is, first of all, your home's water, and the heart also commonly called, and it does internally into your appliance. In their life, it can increase pipes, right? So, salt-free water success. One that I particularly, a surgeon called Easy, how it works, so how will repel one another, two positive, kind of what up to your main water, the product them so that they were, and therefore stick to your, is that it treats all of us without single faucet or over, and there is virtually no.
And you got to take care of feel weird. Now, a better way to dye test. I have had pounds of free warranty plan refuse in 60 days and see what do you suggest.
First off, you person to be, by the way, or may not of your air conditioner. So, rather get checked for perfume yourself, but you'll be tempted at a return dye, even at a supply or one that's got a really strong flow. If the system is running normally, you should be reading a 12 and 20 degree differential. If it's less than 12, you are well within your right to demand repair. Be suspicious of the warranty company's approach on this because usually the Freon is not included in what they will repair or replace. So you end up getting hit with expensive bills for Freon that's apparently being released to the atmosphere. So this is a situation where it really need to get in there and either repair it or get you a new air conditioner and stop giving you the runaround.
And you know, them in to do the repair, you're just sort of like pushing off the inevitable and paying more bills, you know, to use the electricity to get the air conditioning to cool. I think you've got to figure out a way to get them to come in and physically do the repair or whatever's needed. Otherwise, you're going to be in a world of hurt down the road.
This is the Money Pit, home on air and online at Money. Hey, for taking part of your summer day to listen to the Money Pit. If you've got questions and weren't able to call and get us today, you are welcome to call us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit. You can also post your questions on the Money Pit's website at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. 13 hurricane shelters opening Sunday morning on Oahu as Hurricane Douglas bears down on the island state. Because of COVID-19, people at shelters will have to social distance and wear face coverings. Governor David Ige says everyone who's in quarantine should remain in quarantine to the extent possible.
If you need supplies, please ask a friend and others to provide and help you acquire them. As a last resort, if you need to, you can break quarantine to get the needed supplies.
But the pandemic's adding a new twist. Many volunteers who normally staff the shelters are older or have pre-existing health conditions that put them at higher risk of getting sick if they're infected by the virus. And many of the volunteers say this one, they're staying home in this storm. Hurricane Hanna, meanwhile, roared ashore onto the Texas Gulf Coast this afternoon as a Category 1 storm. It brought winds of rain, storm surge to part of the country themselves trying to cope with a spike in coronavirus cases. Hanna is the first hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. There's new analysis suggesting which states would be most affected by President Trump's order to exclude immigrants in the country illegally from being counted as the redrawing of U.S. congressional districts.
The Pew Research Center says if the president's order sticks, California, Florida, and Texas would each end up with one less House seat than if every resident were counted. In addition, the Pew analysis shows Alabama, Minnesota, and Ohio would each keep a congressional seat they most likely would have lost. The process of divvying up congressional seats, known as apportionment, will take place after the 2020 census is finished. Traditionally, every resident of a state is counted, but the president's directive would bar people in the U.S. illegally from being included. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
In Mexico, one man's love for his dog cost him his life.
Pablo Fustek, a dual citizen of France and Mexico, died after jumping into a scalding hot spring in a failed attempt to rescue Sasha, one of his dogs. He'd adopted the black and white Great Dane after finding it in a Mexico City street following an earthquake that killed several hundred people in the country in September 2017. Pablo was able to climb out of the spring, but later died. The family plans a memorial outdoors in line with pandemic precautions for Fustek on Sunday on the outskirts of Paris. Patrick Frost reporting.
The plaintiffs in a civil rights lawsuit over the violence in 2017 in Charlottesville, Virginia, say federal prosecutors must provide documents used in its criminal case against a white nationalist. Community members who filed the lawsuit against prominent white supremacists and hate groups contend the Justice Department lawyers wrongly denied their request. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Legendary television personality Regis Philbin has died at the age of 88. He was the original host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but he was a morning mainstay, sharing coffee and his life in his daytime show, first with Kathy Lee Gifford, then with Kelly Ripa, before he called it quits.
So it's Friday, November 18th, 2011, the final show.
How do you feel?
I feel okay. I feel pretty good.
You do?
Well, I feel, you know, a little the weight of the whole thing, you know, the somberness of it all. And where's Regis going? Regis don't know!
Philbin says he's proud to have made his viewers feel good for 28 years.
They watch it, they say, because it makes them feel better. And it can't get better than that. It makes them happy, and I'll never be able to top that.
Thanks to Disney ABC Domestic TV for the sound bites. Philbin's family said he died of natural causes Friday, a month before his 89th birthday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In July, we're talking about getting your book into your target audience's hands, even if you're on a tight budget. August is Diagnosis Writer, which means we're taking a look at how to identify and solve common problems for many authors.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MoneyPit.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so psyched that you are here with us today because we know you love home improvement, you love DIY, you love decor, you love renovation, and we do too. And we're here to help you get started on those projects or maybe get you out of jam if you found something that you don't understand and don't know how to proceed. You could proceed by picking up the phone and calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Hey, coming up on this episode, have you ever noticed that summer rainstorms can really stir up some damage? Between the blackouts and the lightning and the electrical damage and the leaks and the floods, these are all not that uncommon. So we're going to share some tips on what you should be doing to make sure your house is storm ready when the next big one comes on.
And you find yourself overflowing with yard tools, pool toys, lawn chairs, even kids' bikes, then you might be ready to build a shed. Now, whether you want to store the overflow or maybe create the perfect man cave or she shed, shed projects are more popular now than ever. We're going to have some pro tips to help you do it right.
And, hey, after a couple of months of heavy grilling, your gas grill may need an extreme makeover of its own. We just did this to ours, and it gave me the idea to talk about it on the show. We're going to have some tips for a simple mid-season grill cleaning to step up that sizzle, because our sizzle had definitely died down until it got rid of all that old char.
I mean, it's amazing how gunky grills get so fast, and then it's like a gross chore to clean them. But we can help you do that so that your grilling gets right back into where it needs to be for the remainder of the summer, or maybe you're thinking of doing an outside project. Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading on over to Minnesota, where Mercedes is having some roofing issues. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I had roofing put on a few years ago, and they nailed it in the valleys instead of on the ridges.
Oh, okay.
And then now that it has rained these, you know, quite a bit in between, then my paint in my kitchen ceiling is peeling off, and the sheetrock is wet because of the moisture coming in.
So basically it's leaking through the metal valleys?
Yes.
Because there's holes in those valleys, Mercedes?
Yes, in the valleys.
So obviously that wasn't done right, and so you have really two choices. You can either replace that valley flashing, and that's a project, you know, because the metal roof has to be loosened up to get the new valley underneath it. Or what you could do is silicone caulk those holes and hope for the best. You know, silicone, you'll probably get a good couple of years out of that. But you...
Well, now, I wonder, did you hear about this product that they put an undercoat on a metal roof to repair it, and then they second coat over the top of that?
No, and I don't know how you get an undercoat on a metal roof that's already down. So metal roofs have been around for over 100 years, and they're super durable. But the problem is sometimes the skill set to properly repair them. If they're installed properly, then they can last indefinitely and be leak-free. It sounds like there were some errors made in the installation of your roof, and so you have a kind of there you want to take this apart and fix those errors and continue to explore opportunities for patching. If it was me, I would try to disassemble it and replace that flashing because it's going to be a sore spot moving forward, not only with water, but also you're going to have ice dams that'll form there in your part of the country. The water will get behind it, and that can also work its way into the roof. Okay, Mercedes, thanks so much for calling us at 888.
Steve in Iowa is on the line with a decking question. What can we do for you today?
I've had my deck on my house it's been probably years. It's a floating deck, so it's not attached to the house. And the only problem with that is part of the deck has a cistern underneath of it.
Oh, so it's covering this old cistern, okay.
Yes, but the cistern is still, but it is nice to have, so I don't want to take it out.
Okay.
Because my deck is settling at different levels and the cistern, above the cistern, obviously I can't put any post holes in to stop the heaving.
Yeah, so how do you actually get to that cistern when you want to get to it? You have to pop deck boards up, or is there a hatch?
No, there's a pipe that runs outside the deck, and you can do there.
Well, heaving, if it's structurally moving, then there's nothing that you're going to do short of basically replacing that with a better foundation that's going to stop that from happening. How big is this deck?
20 by 12.
Yeah, is your concern that the deck is moving and that the floor is getting uneven? Or is your concern that the lumber is cracking and you're concerned with it?
The deck is very uneven. Like, by the house, it has settled probably maybe 8 inches. And then where the cistern's at, it hasn't settled at all.
And this cistern, this is not like an open well, is it, where somebody could fall into it? This is a pipe that comes out?
No, it feeds directly into my basement, and there's a concrete lid over the top.
So you really do need to have some sort of a structural cover. I guess what I would do in this case is I would probably take the old deck apart and rebuild it. I would reframe it and basically do it all from scratch and put in some better footings for this. Now, you can use columns in the ground, but they have to be footings. So what you might want to do is dig down and sink posts like 6x6 down and kind of do this almost like it's a pole barn, but you're really only doing this to support the girders and the beams for the deck, and then you're stringing new joists across from that. Think about using composite decking on top of this, and I would definitely build in an access panel, which could be source up or just the panel that lifts out to give you access to that cistern space in case you want to use it.
Would you ever consider pouring concrete first and then put building the deck over top of that?
No. I mean, if you were going to do concrete, then you would just do a concrete patio, but isn't that going to make it hard to get to the space?
Yeah, I would just thought, I didn't know if pouring concrete all the way around the cistern first would work and then pour the deck on top of that.
No. You don't need the concrete to make this deck structurally strong and to stop it from wobbling. If it's designed properly from the get-go, you're not going to have this issue. I suspect it was not when it was built, and that's why it looks like it does now.
Okay. Thank you much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. We want to hear what you are working on. I know we're sort of at the middle point of the summer. You've been working around the yard. You've been making the backyard super awesome, making everything look great. Well, what are you envisioning for the right around the corner? And I can guarantee we're going to be some indoors. So let us help you. Give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, have you ever noticed that summer rainstorms can really stir up some damage? We're going to have tips to help you stay storm ready after this.
You live in a body pit. Do you have a home improvement project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community /TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any homes, go to Home Advisor.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumble Shavestone. Create a paver patio or a walkway, a garden, grill enclosure pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And Tom and I are here to help you make your home your happy space. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right local pro for any kind of home project, whether you've got a small repair or a major remodel.
Just download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Marge in New Jersey is on the line with a kitchen question. How can we help you today?
I have a carousel in the kitchen for the kitchen cabinets, and the shelf, the top one, is dropped a lot, and I can't figure out how to go about to secure it, or how in the world do you repair something like that?
So is this sort of like what we would call a lazy Susan, like sits inside of a cabinet and spins around?
Yes. And holds the pots and pans.
They take a lot of wear and tear, don't they, Marge? I mean, over all those years?
Sure. Does it have to be replaced, or can it be repaired?
Well, it depends. I mean, the first thing you do is clean that cabinet out and take the existing carousel apart. Now, if the mechanism itself, like the ball bearings, have fallen apart, there's a bracket between the carousel and the bottom of the cabinet that has like two plates on them, and they spin on ball bearings. If that access has broken down, which it could over many years, you know, that has to be replaced. And the thing is that those parts are all available, especially for those old cabinets. You can usually find them online if you research them. And essentially what has to happen here is you got to take that whole thing apart and then rebuild it. Now, this might be a job for a carpenter, or a cabinet maker or somebody that's just handy enough to be able to tackle this. But I find that when I look at something like this, that cabinetry will speak to me. It will tell me how it went in and what has to be done to take it apart. If you look at it very carefully, you can usually figure it out because somebody put it in to begin with, and there's got to be a way to disassemble it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does. Now, since there are two levels, one on the bottom and one on the top, the ball bearings would be in the bottom level so that if I start unscrewing everything, where would I find them? Does it make a difference if it's a two-shelfer? There's one shelf way on the bottom, then there's a space, and then you have another shelf.
Right. I don't think it makes a difference because I think it's all part of the same assembly. And the ball bearings are going to be on the bottom, not the top. The top, it may have like an access point, like an axle, but the spin is going to be under where all the weight is. Okay, so that's the side of it. Does this carousel still move, or is it too stiff?
No, it still moves.
It still moves. What part of it is broken, Marge?
The actual shelf itself, the top shelf, appears to have dropped about 8 inches.
All right. So here's what I would do. If it was just the top shelf that dropped, I would look for a way to repair that top shelf. And I can't tell you exactly how to do it, but I'd probably figure out a creative way. If that's dropped down, if it's sitting like on a center column, then they have to get something up underneath that to support it.
Okay. All right. So that's what I'll do.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when the forecast calls for severe weather, it's important to make sure that you're storm ready. Between the thunder, the lightning, the power failures, and torrential rain, there's definitely a few things that you can be doing now to make sure you're ready for the next one.
Yep. So first, let's talk about those basements and crawl spaces. You want to make sure that the gutters are clean, that the grading slips away from the house. And if you've got a basement, you should also probably have a sump pump installed as an additional backup. And if you do have a sump pump, it's also smart to test it once in a while. In some cases, that sump pump may not have run for months or maybe even years, which is a good thing unless you need it. So what you want to do is fill it up with water until the float switch activates or the pressure switch activates and make sure it runs. If it doesn't, well, it's better to have it fixed now before you got a big storm that's trying to use it as well.
Yeah, now you got to remember also that most of these sump pumps run on electricity, so if you lose power, you're going to lose that pump. Now, some pumps have a battery backup, which is great, and it's a good idea, but most backup batteries only will run for a limited amount of time, and that's another reason that both Tom and myself have whole house generators. Now, they keep key systems running when the street power kicks out. I mean, I would say since I've installed the whole house standby generator, which is great, because it'll just kick on should the power go out. And I splurged and got the 20-kilowatt unit, so my whole entire house will function.
That's
which
right.
Makes me feel a bit greedy when everybody else is in the dark. But, I mean, it's only come on a handful of times in probably the past 8 years that I've had it, and it's been excellent. And there are times when, you know, the rest of the block has been out, and I've taken, you know, food from their refrigerator. You know, you're happy to help out when you're in the sort of have versus the have-not in a power situation, and it definitely makes life easy, and you feel super prepared for whatever Mother Nature is going to throw at you.
Absolutely. Now, the whole house generator is permanently installed outside your home, and it comes in automatically within seconds of a power outage. And most folks don't realize most of these whole house generators run on natural gas. So that means no trips to the gas station to buy gasoline to fill it up with. It's totally automatic.
JR in Texas is on the line with a question about bees. It was a dream. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, JR, how can we help you?
I have a particular question on some bees. I went to my water meter, and in the water meter, there's a nest of bumblebees and or honeybees. Sorry about that. And I'm looking to see what's the correct way to maybe remove them, to relocate them somewhere else before their nest gets destroyed.
Boy, I tell you what, I got to say that I've seen them in trees, and I know that beekeepers with the proper equipment and the proper procedure can move them. But if it's attached to something very structural or mechanical like a water meter, that makes it a lot more difficult because you can't clip the water meter off your house with the bees attached to it and carry it to a new location. So I'm going to have to punt on this and tell you to get some advice from a local bee expert and see if they can figure out a creative way to move that hive safely, because it is attached to the water meter. And I guess it's really going to probably come down to how much inconvenience you're going to want to go through, because I don't even know if it's possible to get that water meter off your house. You'd have to shut the water off from the street. I applaud that you want to try to preserve these bees, but this is a very difficult spot for you to have to extract them from.
Say your time. That is pretty much my question on that.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Casey in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a flooring project. What can we do for you today?
I have a special needs son. He's 4 years old. He crawls throughout our house, and unfortunately, he has a lot of falls. I'm looking to replace the flooring in my game room and kitchen, which is currently ceramic tile, with a softer option, and I was thinking of doing cork flooring. So wanted to know what your opinion on the cork flooring was, if there's a better option, and can it be laid on top of the tile?
Great question. I mean, I was actually just thinking of that cork flooring as a good, terrific, soft option for you. In terms of whether you can lay it on top of the tile, if the tile is really flat, you probably can. But if the tile has a bit of a rough surface or, you know, sort of curvy edges, I think that it could potentially be an issue. That said, there may be a cork flooring out there that has sort of more of a solid back that could give you some stability over that. I'd look into it. I'd check a place like Lumber Liquidators. But cork flooring is incredibly durable. It is soft. And I think it is a good choice for you. I mean, short of doing something with, you know, area rugs or something of that nature, I think that's probably, you know, one of the best choices that you can make. If it's an area that you would potentially want to carpet, you know, just keep in mind that there's a lot of differences in carpet padding. There's a lot of chintzy carpet padding out there, but if you look for it, you'll find the good stuff that really does give you some cushion to that surface. And, you know, you don't have to choose a thick carpet to put over it, but you got to have the right carpet padding under it. That's really critical.
Okay.
And if you went with something like a laminate floor, and there is an underlayment that goes under laminate floor. Now, the laminate floor obviously is not soft on top, but if the underlayment, I know that one of the brands that I used to work with had like a sort of an eighth-inch foam kind of sheet that would go under it that would give it some give too. But I think pretty much any floor you choose is going to be softer than ceramic tile.
Okay.
Right, Leslie?
I mean, that really is true. The only concern I would have with putting the cork over the ceramic tile is that some of the cork floorings are on the thinner side. So like Tom mentioned, you want to make sure the cork floor is thick enough to hide the imperfections that are there in that tile. But cork really is a great and forgiving surface, and it looks gorgeous too.
Good. Is it pretty moisture tolerant? I mean, I'm just concerned in the kitchen. Is there anything to worry about?
It tends to be water resistant. I wouldn't put it in a place like a bathroom where you've got potential for, you know, tubs overflowing and things of that nature. But the occasional spill and the water that tends to happen in a kitchen space is perfect for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Give us a call. You need some jam or to get you started. The 4-7 at Money Pit.
9 for a bit outdoor store. Have some options. Sheds, the she shed. And today's from after.
You want a piece of me?
A piece of me?
Harry PX. We're all signed up on MATCOM. We want US 19 for an organ trace. MATCOM. Improve owners for patient needing transplants. Go to Meatsumix.
Or do you know an idea patented for free and for toll free?
721-843.
InventHelp Companies has and can have native origination brochure material of interest and information just by dialing
703.
Only have an approving and exist. Want this for sure. Help. May it call Invent
720.
Debt solutions for all you owe debt. All you really need is for your free when we learn OSHA work to keep you out to give a free debt free. That's 800-81656 and get the free shit now. Just 65. That's 1-856 fast. Credit you. Call 1-656 1-800.
Are you an investment in patented and free information? Seed call
2-0-0-0-0-0-0.
Largest inventions inventors have four. Record your information bros to learn your just by dial
84723.
Even if it is or with it. Free inventors information. How invent help you and try into industry. It call and
call 2-0-0-0-8.
They're on stand. This wise owners.com links orchid other trans team people waiting for an orchid needs ever living orchid trans. Visit Matt.com. Gift of life. Matt.com.
Hot tip of the home fires can strike here nearly 3 hours in the U.S. As with plan different, try to visualize the fire in your home way out. Try to find is not only deadly, finding the exit or landmarks a loop big. Also remind that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
It is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find local home improvement pros for any home project, read reviews, and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we would love to hear what you are working on. Give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pro for any home project.
Just download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Sandy in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have ceramic floors, and they're ceramic tile, and they're probably 20 years old, and they just don't come clean anymore. And they're real porous, and we've scrubbed them with scrub brush, and they will come sort of clean, but that's a whole lot of work. We've tried different cleaners, vinegar and water and soft and scrub and Clorox and water and soda and water, and they just don't come clean. And short of tearing them up, what could we possibly do for them?
Yeah, it sounds like the glaze has worn off the ceramic tile, and as a result...
Well, you know, I don't even know if it ever had a glaze.
So most tile have a glaze, unless it's like a natural Mexican tile or something like that. I would be very surprised to find any tile out there that didn't have a glaze finish to it. The surface will wear down after a really long, long time, and it depends on the quality of the tile. So I don't have a really good solution for you. It's a fairly unusual problem. You know, you can clean the grout, you can replace the grout, you can seal the grout, but the tile surface itself, it's not really possible to add an additional sort of glaze coat to that. So you might want to think about some other floor options. A really inexpensive one, by the way, would be laminate floor. It works really well in the bathroom because it's very moisture resistant. It kind of snaps together, and it floats on top of the original floor. So really all you have to do is install it, put in a new saddle where the door comes across, maybe some shoe molding between that and the baseboard, cut it around the toilet, and you're good to go. So there are other floor choices. Or if you want to just maintain that ceramic tile, you could also put a second layer of tile over the top one, over the first one, without removing that original layer. As long as that original layer is solid, there's no decay or softness or structural deficiency there, you could put a second layer of tile on top of the first tile, top of the first layer of tile, and still be good to go. All right, Sandy?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, homeowners have always had sort of a love-hate relationship with backyard sheds. Now, we love the extra storage space, but we hate the way they look, and building one is not as easy as it seems, and maintaining a shed is a job that feels like it's never going to end. But whether you're just a little tight on outside storage, or you want to build a she shed, or a he shed, or a we shed, or whatever kind of shed, there are four important things that you need to consider, and we've got these tips in today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com.
Now, first, the average cost to build a shed is between $800 and $4,000, depending on the materials you choose and whether you choose to go DIY or hire a pro. But whether you decide to hire a pro or go it alone, there are a couple of basic questions you need to ask yourself before you start that shopping. For example, let's talk about size and style. Do you need something that's simple and utilitarian, or do you want something that's decorative? There are a lot of different styles and sizes out there, so evaluate your home and property to determine the best style for your needs. Now, one trick to make the design fit in is to choose a style that matches your home's roof line. So, for example, if you have a home with a gable roof, if you build a shed with a barn-style roof, it's going to look totally out of place.
Now, the next thing you got to think about is your budget. If you have a tight budget, you can design a simple shed that's going to get the job done without a lot of frills. And if you've got some extra wiggle room, you can look for some added features, maybe like integrated shelving inside, decorative trim on the exterior, or you can go all out and add electricity, heat, plumbing, make it a place that you want to stay in year-round. You know, I guess it really depends on what the use is. If it's storage, keep it simple. But if it's a yoga spot, warm it up.
Now, let's talk about the permits. You need to know if they're required or not. So check your local building codes and make sure you heed them. There are three types that might apply. There's building permits, mechanical permits, and zoning permits. So building is the construction. Mechanical is like the wiring. And zoning means, well, you could have it on your property line or so far off your property line, whatever those requirements are. You want to know about them now, though, because you do not want to find out after you finish the project that it's got to come down because it violated some building codes or a zoning ordinance.
And that's today's Pro Project, presented by HomeAdvisor.com. You can find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the HomeAdvisor app. To get started, download the HomeAdvisor app today.
888-666-3974. We'd love to hear what you're working on. Give us a call right now with your home improvement, remodeling, or decor question.
Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, now that we've been through a couple months of heavy grilling, your gas grill might need an extreme makeover of its own. We've got some tips for a simple mid-season grill cleaning to step up the sizzle after this.
We live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Fit is presented by Home Advisor. Find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro and instantly book one of Home Advisor's pros for free. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, are you thinking about a reno or a repair and maybe you need a little help? Well, the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Need a new roof? Just download the Home Advisor app and get matched with the right local pro for your project.
Just head on over to homeadvisor.com today. Hey, we appreciate you listening to The Money Pit. If you'd like to hear the show at your convenience, you can also subscribe to The Money Pit podcast. Chartable has ranked The Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. You'll get two new episodes every week, and it's available wherever you get your pods.
All right, now we've got Ed in West Virginia on the line who's doing some exterior cleanup. What are you working on?
Well, my deck. I've got a covered deck with treated wood, and it needs cleaning to get the dirt and grime off of it, because since it's covered, the rain won't come in and wash it off. And I can't use a lot of water because I've got things underneath it that the water would leak down to. So then I also have exterior steps, and they're getting mossy. So what kind of a cleaning product can I use to clean this wood with?
Now, first of all, what's underneath that you don't want to get wet? Is it furniture? Are you storing stuff there?
Well, I've got basically a workshop. I've got two workshops, one inside the house and one outside under the deck.
You're going to probably have to cover those with tarps or something, because you are going to need to use some amount of water. But what we would recommend is a wood cleaner. Now, cleaners, what they do is they're very good at removing dirt, removing grinding, sort of removing that oxidized grayish sort of appearance that gets on top of pressure-treated lumber. And Flood makes a good one, right, Leslie?
Yeah, Flood actually has a product called Flood Wood Cleaner, and you can mix it with water. I think 1 gallon container mix up to 5 gallons of cleaning solution, and it can actually remove a grayed appearance on lumber and give it like new appearance. Now, here's the thing. I know a lot of people think that when it comes to cleaning a deck, oh, it's just dirt, it's pollen, whatever's on it, and they think just using some water on it is going to get rid of it. But you get the same things on your car, and you don't wash your car with just water. You actually need a cleaner or a soap product, but you don't want to use soap on wood. So it's always good to use a product like a wood cleaner that really will help you get rid of all of the weathering, the dirt, the grime, you know, just the usual stuff that a winter will put on a surface. So if you go with the Flood Wood Cleaner, you can use it on exterior, interior, all kinds of woods. I mean, I'm saying interior because I'm meaning that yours is covered. I wouldn't use it in the house, but that's what I mean there. And it'll do a good job. You'll get about 1,000 square feet, Ellen, so you'll get a really good coverage. You want to let it dry, but again, like Tom mentioned, you want to cover anything that's underneath because it is a cleanser and you don't want to get it on your tools.
Yeah, and you have to wet the deck surface first, and then once it's wet, then you apply the wood cleaner using kind of like a pump-up garden sprayer, or you can even roll it on with a brush roller as if you were painting.
Okay.
You let it sit on the surface for a while, and then you rinse it off.
Okay. Well, that's rinsing it off is a problem.
Not going to happen. Good. Heavy gas grill. This is probably good clean char broiling and steak. The burgers also take a month. Thorough grill.
And it's a pretty simple thing to know. First, soak the grids. That's the part in hot and cleaning pad. If the bean you want a cleaner related area, neck rock or those surround water, you need to replace your aerate and then brush it cleanly for split seam. Immediately,
we want to check sure there are no cracks. Place any that show sign of wear. Grill cleaning is complete. If it's ready to put in the geeks, we do it safely. A 50-50 solution, water, and then brush this connect. Bubbles there. That's it. Got a host sizzle. You need to get some ideas to get started. Give us or post me pit.
Now we've got Dawn for you today.
Shower. Got the flask. It's not the some grows on the wall. All of that out. And then shower. Shower. Do we to keep the wind out? If we bathroom floor and some kind of elevator just so it doesn't run in, we've got to have a shower.
You're missing a component. That's right. And so wreckers a shot, and you get the drain over. If frankly, a small power pan maintenance, all look nasty. I would just use a okay. Right down. You drain the power pan, the shower, right down the shower pan.
Okay. If you'd be sure what, Ellen, you want to like an 18 amps and be on an, will you not have to be a
question? I because you wish it in that space, very, very cold. I put that on.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Don't give us whatever it is. We are 24 hours, 7 days a week. Kids complete summer. Hold them something. We've got with kids.
Are you and would like to enter the patent industry? Seed. Call 1-800-347 and help one of America's has or nation have nation plus nation broasted. Learn how you can information.
Call 1-800-84.
The only for improved product to go with this information. It shows how trying to patent admitted to industry. Also call now.
Call 2-800-0.
social. One stands apart. One saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of other transplants. In the U.S., 9 for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. In becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can get instantly matched with top-rated pros for any home project and book appointments online, all for free. Remember, you can always post your questions, just like Maggie did, who writes, "When I dust my house in the evening, everything is covered again by the next morning. Could the problem be stemming from the heat pump air conditioning system? We've had the unit thoroughly cleaned inside and out to no avail."
Well, it's possible, Maggie, but I tell you, it's more likely because you don't have the right filter on that HVAC system. You know, there are a lot of different densities of filters out there and efficiencies of filters, and you really want one that has a MERV rating of around 11, which is pretty high. That's going to capture most of the dust. Make sure it's properly inserted into your return air duct or your blower compartment of your furnace and air conditioning unit, and this way it will capture most of that dust. When the system turns on overnight, it could be circulating that dusty air, and if the filter's not in the right place, that's exactly what's going to get redistributed throughout the entire house.
All right, I hope that helps cut your dusting time in half or erases it completely.
Well, could you use an extra set of hands around the house? Well, if you got kids, you may already have those hands. We've got some tips for teaching home improvement to your younger ones in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, you ready to put them to work yet?
Yeah, of course. You gotta put them to work, and you gotta put them to work early. Now, with more time at home, you've gotta find activities to keep those kids busy and productive, and that can be a challenge. But that makes now a really great time to teach them a few home improvement skills with projects that they're going to love being a part of. First of all, when the quarantine started, I painted pretty much every room in my home. So I taught the kids at that point, first of all, especially since we were only going to the store one time to pick up an order that we pre-placed on the phone, we really went over what did we need, what do we have at home, and what are the supplies that we needed. Did we need new roller covers? Did we need any tarps, any tape, whatever it was, and we made that list and we called in the order. So they were with me in the whole planning process. Then I had them learn how to prepare and prep those walls, fill in any cracks, all the types of things to make that wall surface smooth, I made those kids do. And granted, some of them we had to do over, but most of them, they did a pretty great job. And then a painting project, I mean, as long as you are properly prepping the space, the floor, taping things off that you don't want the paint on, it's a great project for kids. Now that we've entered into the warmer months and we're still spending time at home, I've taught the kids more about gardening. Again, learning about what type of zone you're in the garden and what plants are going to do well and what's the day for for sun and shade in that area, and then finding out what plants are good there, and then teaching the kids how to work in that spot. I think all of those things are really great because it helps them take ownership of their space, and it helps them understand a little bit about how it works to get those projects done. Now, if they can get a hold of that planning, that shopping list, learning to do these projects safely, they've got a lot of the things that they need when they start planning their own projects. You know, my son wants to redo his bedroom, and I'm like, great, let's talk about where that furniture is going to go. How are we going to arrange it? Are you painting? Are we taking up carpeting? All of the things so he can sort of figure out the steps, the process, and the planning. And that's all great. And if you want to really motivate them a little more, I know my kids are so obsessed with all these social media apps with before and after pictures and process stuff. Make it a little game. Have them sort of do a demo of how they're doing one project, post the before, post the after. Of course, all of this with parental supervision because, you know, slippery social media slopes there. But it's really a great project, and it gives the kids a lot of ownership of their space and their home. And someday, you hope they're going to be homeowners too. So you got to get them ready.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, you know, this time of year, a lot of communities are imposing limits on outdoor water use. And when that happens, as a homeowner, you kind of wonder, what can you do to avoid having your yard turn into like a dead, dry wasteland? Well, we're going to have tips on how you can conserve water and still have a healthy, beautiful lawn on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Federal agents cleared protesters from streets in Portland, Oregon earlier today, firing tear gas at close range.
Thousands of protesters had gathered outside the federal courthouse Friday night. Portland resident Kristen Spear was among them.
I am here to support Black Lives Matter, and I am a patriot, and I believe in our constitutional right to get out and express ourselves and want the feds out of our town.
The U.S. attorney in Portland, Billy J. Williams, says thousands have been engaged in constitutionally protected peaceful protests. But he says after dark,
there are individuals within the crowd who are agitators.
While some in the crowd shot fireworks, federal agents responded with tear gas. The Federal Protective Service declared the gathering an unlawful assembly, saying that officers had been injured. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, Seattle police declared a riot following large demonstrations in the city's Capitol Hill neighborhood and deployed flashbangs and pepper spray to try to clear an area just near where, just weeks earlier, people set up an occupied protest zone that stretched for several blocks. More than a dozen arrests were made. Democrat Senator Kamala Harris of California is seen as the favorite as Joe Biden nears a decision on his vice presidential pick.
Harris would be the first black woman and Indian American woman to be nominated on a major party's presidential ticket, and she battled with Biden memorably on the debate stage more than a year ago. Harris wouldn't put a new state in play. She represents California, the largest electoral prize on the map, but one that is completely safe for Democrats. Yet many see her as the least risky pick for Biden, who's under pressure to select a woman of color as his VP. And someone who would be prepared to be president on day one.
Bernie Bennett says if Biden does not select Harris, campaign advisers say it would come down to Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Belief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Harry and Meghan are in the spotlight again with the release of a new book on the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, which focuses in on the turmoil amongst the royals just before the couple walked away from their senior roles.
The first installment of a serialized version of the book, Finding Freedom, laid bare relations between Harry and Meghan and William and Kate after the decision was made for the pair to go into self-imposed exile. One incident describes how Kate barely acknowledged Meghan at a Commonwealth service at Westminster Abbey in March, even though they hadn't seen each other since January. The book also suggested palace officials were concerned that Harry and Meghan's popularity was overshadowing other senior royals. Ahead of the book's release, Harry and Meghan issued a statement denying taking part in the publication. Karen Chalas, London.
Federal immigration officials say new foreign students will be barred from entering the United States if they plan to take their classes entirely online this fall. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. School disruption brought on by the coronavirus pandemic is fueling anxiety in a majority of parents around the country.
59% say in a new poll they are concerned is falling their education, but only 44% of adults with school-aged children are willing to send their children to school, the new ABC Least Friday finds. 55% of all American adults are against public schools and their community reopening with in-school instruction in the fall. Nearly 4 in 10 parents are not concerned about their children making educational COVID-19.
Patrick, the House this Friday and a half or four for the one fiscal next take up enough spending bills for consideration. Be sure to check out these at Town Hall.
Over 45, it is the turn to advice. Your home. Clyde Mile of a huge selection video except latest television defines the player home elect Clyde's Cell G. The office dish net commercials. The original Clyde's in 1250. They have it all. Four. That's 2-2.
Difficult to find and yet affordable. And this is a low service rate in our community of only 4 to sold. And it's Tickles Park 2-3.
And we appreciate our number 1-866-4. We're also going to call us. Handles to the phone. Levine, president for the longest time. Ball is going to get favorite champion. Taking on the reigning ball. You know, that Washington, they used to Washington defend themselves. The game, today, it's not a game that you can give 4 games in a row. It's in almost 20. So get off to a good start. Say, well, about that, here's a good thing. Well, no positive land. NBA, once they get here, and I'm sure they had a scrimmage last night, month. Baseball travel are in Washington. In them. Then they're going to come. Toronto still does not want there. Going on. So
with the story, it's brought.
Long Chinese Communist Party, just American. They're probably too stole.
Mike Pompeo, administration, real world, and turning upside our own backlash. Time.
Well, do you play person into vote?
And we do it. Ultimately, it's up to.
That is surging toward cases. Meet the question. Sure, are you comfortable? Sure. And I will.
That's all. This action.
Mayor Trump takes it to the street, Turkey, and Chicago, despite the pushback from Democratic mayors and Biden. The president is determined to bring chaos to a close and the killing to an end. I'll tell you where the middle battle stands today in Portland, Chicago, New York, and more. But first.
And now it's time to clear the airwaves for the Emmy-nominated host of Fox News Sunday. Fresh off his exclusive interview with President Trump.
It's our privilege to bring in the President of the United States from the White House. Mr. President, how are you today?
Hi, Brian.
Selfless Sunday morning anchor on television.
So you did the interview with the President yesterday. Put it bluntly, I'm jealous.
Oh, yes.
Mr. President, thanks so much for joining us from 1600 Pennsylvania.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations on 10 years on radio. Wow.
I don't
want anyone to think bitter that he touched you for 23 minutes since last November.
Asking the tough, provoking questions.
Did my name come up, or did Fox News Sunday, did that ever come up?
You know, now that you mention it, he did say something about wanting to be on.
I just want to say, Mr. President, if you're still watching, you're still listening,
right,
you can come on anytime. I'll come to you. Please come on the show.
We'll have our people call his people.
My source is closest to the president, you.
You gotta be nice to me. President Trump, you've agreed to answer all manner of questions, no subject off limits. Thank you, and welcome back to Fox News Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Chris Wallace.
So you succeeded in making this all about you. It's quite remarkable, actually.
I mean, why didn't you say thanks for listening to Brian Kilmeade and coming on with me?
Well, you don't know what I said off camera, but yes, I did not say that on camera. So, I love that. That's a new open. It's the first new open you've done since COVID. You brought a grand piano in there. That was really quite great.
It was great. The interview was a rollicking interview. By the way, that's not true. Eric has done other ones. We know that for sure. But
okay,
that was the most detailed. So, out of how many presidents have you interviewed?
I think six or seven.
Okay. Was that the most unique interview you've ever had with a president?
Well, I would say yes, of course, except do you remember my interview with Bill Clinton when he was a former president in 2006 and he chewed me out for about 20 minutes? That was pretty unique, too.
But, I mean, number one, he chose outside in 100, it literally was 100 degrees and he's in a suit.
Yeah, we were literally going to do the interview in the nice air-conditioned diplomatic reception room with the murals down on the ground floor. You know, couldn't be nicer, couldn't be more special. And we arrived there at 6:45 on Friday morning to hear, no, he wants to do it outside. And I said to the press wrangler who was dealing with us from the White House, do you know how hot it is? And they said, I know. And they were kind of rolling their eyes, too. And I said, could we, like, revisit this? And no, we would. Anyway. So and then, of course, you know, because you have to be there and completely set up and waiting. And then the president has a lot of wonderful qualities, but punctuality is not one of them. We were out there 40, 45 minutes before he showed up.
Wow. So you must have been a bowl of fun waiting, I can imagine. But first off, what led to the yes? Was it, am I going to make my call this week and ask the president, or did he reach out to you?
He kind of reached out to us about a month and a half ago. They got very good numbers, I guess, in early June or mid-June. No, it was early June for the May jobs numbers, and they were surprisingly good. And I went on the air, and you know, I know a lot of your listeners think I'm a Trump hater. I'm not. I try to call it the way I see it, and I was very complimentary about the numbers because the numbers were great. Everybody thought we were going to go up to 20% unemployment. Remember, they'd been 14% in for April, and we went down to 13, and I think there were 2.5 million jobs created, whatever. And I said on the air, this is, you know, real testament to the president's political and economic resilience. So he calls up after and says, you must really want an interview. I said, no, Mr. President, I'm just calling it the way I see it. And that kind of started it going.
Interesting. Because you brought up something. I think I deserve full credit for this. So I want to visit this portion of the show. And I was hoping you were going to do this because I know he doesn't back off when you're in your, even when you're there. If he's critical of you, if he doesn't like some of your questions, he'll tell you to your face and he'll tweet about you when you're on the air. You know, we know that. And I pointed this out to you about James Comey. And sure enough, you went there. Cut 43.
I know you very well. I respect you a lot. I respect your father a lot. I thought he was one of the most talented journalists there are. And you, likewise, are a very talented person. I do think this. I think you are very, I think you are toward the Democrat side, which is okay. I mean, it's okay.
It's not true. Watch the James Comey interview I did in December. 17 significant errors in the FISA process, and you say that it was handled in a thoughtful and appropriate way.
Yeah, he's right. I was wrong.
But you make it sound like you're a bystander, an eyewitness. You were the director of the FBI while a lot of this was going on, sir.
Sure. I'm responsible for that. That's why I'm telling you. I was wrong. I was overconfident as director in our procedures.
You couldn't do as tough an interview with Comey. I'd like to think I treat everybody the same.
It just seems to me that you are very prone to be nice to the Democrats, and maybe I'm wrong about that, Chris.
I love that you went directly at it. And I want to know, in honesty, did you remember me bringing that up to you to defend yourself because I thought the Comey interview was phenomenal, and I brought that up as an example. Did I play a role in that?
Again, this is all about you. This is unbelievable. You know, I'm not sure you'd have had this radio show for 10 years if it weren't for Actually, no, but that, don't take that as an insult. I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, so I did not remember that, but it is, you know, I'm very proud of that interview, and that's one I use to say, hey, I'm not playing favorites. I treat everybody the same. And I promise you, all you listening doubters out there, if I get Joe Biden, I will be just as – I'm not going to say tough because I don't know that I was tough on the president. I'll be just as straightforward, just as probing about Biden. You know, I think that's the only way to do it. Just ask the questions.
Chris, I hate to tell you, Biden's not sitting down with you. There's no way. And the president
right,
brought
bet?
That up.
Do you want to bet?
Yes.
All right. What do we say? How much?
I will have to promo your book once an hour.
For a week.
I'll give you one shot. I'll mention your book one, without you there.
What?
I will mention your book.
All right. And then I'll mention whatever bestseller you've got once on my air.
No. I will be the power player.
No. Wait a minute. You're going to mention my book once on the radio, and I have to give you 3 minutes of airtime? Well, I understand you get bigger ratings than I do, but still, I don't think that's really a fair deal.
We'll hatch it out. But believe me, I know I'm going to win.
We'll see.
Listen, if I was up by as many points as he was up by, I would keep him away, knowing that he's not a 50-year-old, you know, he's not 42-year-old JFK welcoming in all interviewers. I mean, one thing I'd have to say about this before we get into detail. Did you sit down and ask yourself, we've been going for close to an hour with the President of the United States, and he's taking on the most controversial issues, period, and he's really not punting on any questions. Did that strike you at all?
Absolutely. Let me tell you. So you know, I'm sure everybody who saw the interview, they remember the part right at the beginning where I say we got the seventh worst mortality rate, and he goes back and says, no, we got the best. And Kaylee, come on, bring it out. And we cut it down because it wasn't particularly interesting. We must have gone back and forth on this for 5 minutes. By the end of the first segment, I was so exhausted, and I was I thought I've got. You know, I've got 45 more minutes to do here, and he hung in there. And let me just say this, and I was very grateful to the president for doing the interview. Why on earth he decided that particular day he wanted to do it on his patio, I don't know. It was so hot. Incidentally, I have covered the White House, you know, since 1982. It was literally a part of the White House. Have you ever seen this back patio?
No.
And a swimming pool. He's got a big swimming pool and a bath, you know, a cabana or something. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, and it's amazing too because I was surprised he did that because he's always into the lighting and his look. I remember interviewing him in Philadelphia, and we went to a locker room, and he was looking at the lighting, and he said, "I'm sorry, we got to adjust this. Can you bring this down?" And we were literally going dropping the lights to get it better in a beat up locker room in an abandoned school, and because he was concerned about the look. So I was surprised about that.
Absolutely. He always wants to see the monitor. You know, look, he knows more about TV than you and I do, and he knows more about lighting. And think about this. He's been Donald Trump a long time. And what I mean Donald Trump, obviously he's been Donald Trump 74 years. He's been Donald Trump, the media star, for 40 years, 35 years. So he knows this game pretty well.
So in the end, what did you walk away with What did you thought was going to be news? I know you had the clips out earlier where you were right on one, the mortality was a draw, or he was right, it seems as though, with the numbers he had, but you show both screens. Having said that, what did you walk away with? What did you learn at the end of it and you thought, wow, I'm surprised by that answer?
What I was basically surprised at is that he didn't seem to have more of a plan of what he wanted to do in that interview, and that he didn't seem to have more of a handle, because, you know, the coronavirus is not Embers anymore. And he would seem annoyed and a little frustrated when I put out the chart that showed the curve of cases has gone up, and he was sort of diminishing it, saying, oh, it's cases. And what's so interesting to me is he didn't do it in our interview on Friday, but on Monday he completely changed his tone on this. He started tweeting out that masks and it's the patriotic thing to do, and he's done the coronavirus briefings, and he seems to be taking it much more, you know, I'm not going to give you happy talk. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I think he should have done that earlier. And he didn't do that in our interview. And if I played a role, you know, maybe I saved some lives, Brian.
Maybe you did. I found it so interesting because it was real. Like that was none of that program banter where you know exactly where he's going with it. I felt like that was as real conversation as you could have with the president. And I thought you did a great job. And I think both sides got something out of it. I thought he was very conversant in almost everything you brought up, even if his answer wasn't politically correct. He knew what was going on, you know. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, and he certainly, you know, and there were parts there where he's talking about the cities and the violence in the cities, or when he's talking about Biden and his mental competence. You know, we let it just roll, and you can see what he thought. He seemed. And I guess that clip you played at the very beginning, he seemed reasonably happy with the interview. So.
Yeah, I think so, too. Listen, 20 seconds. Who's coming up next? Who's coming up somewhere, you know?
Well, that's the dirty little secret, as you well know, of this business. I don't have a clue who we're going to have on. I mean, we're struggling to get mayors and governors from some of these cities that they are sending troops into and get administration officials. You bask in the glory of one of these big interviews for about 3 days, and then it's like, or in your case, probably because you're on every day for about 2-3 hours, and then you got to book the next show.
It's unbelievable, Chris. I can't believe this happened to you. Chris Fox, watch Fox News Sunday. They'll have big guests because it's big news. Chris, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. 1-866-408-7669.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian? Too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Real Life. Cool conversations that you will distinguish. Learn conversation that fun. It starts sentences, complex conversation by language at the space record quickly and remember. You can babble. Babble for fart lurch today. BB.com.
Most of me seen you. I feel Nugenics makes a fiat big hurt to me. Pat is testosterone. Beast lean muscle. To boost lean muscle with Morris.
Well, I'm having quite the two.
For my complimentary all to 4 right now. Number booster at Nugenics sample 424KLF. That's 4.
The Dean Bliss Goat, our furry friend. Welcome at Ace Homeless Shelter in Texas. Shelter for Waste Refuge. Job skill referrals. Services. The webs can come local non-kennels for their canyons. Faith mission. Leave people who care and have other not to. The project raised $1,000. Thank you to all everything. Bliss. Dean Fox.
His boss. Headlines rewind.
In the last of my life, and I will continue my journey better person.
Firefighter touching people.
Oklahoma was an attack. Was an artist. Was
I did not. My knowledge. Else in the White House.
Appropriate.
Intended that the Clintons in Whitewater.
If it doesn't fit, quit.
And news as it.
Call for help. Kitchen spice rack. From developing news at all. From rice pudding. A new step. Cinnamon can trunk a plant. China or Sri Lanka conducted in North Korea. Meaning elevated if cinnamon was in their diet. Plus, it tastes good. But before you start adding cinnamon into all your recipes, health experts caution too much cinnamon, more than about a tablespoon a day, can damage your liver. The study is published in the Journal of the Endocrine Society. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady.
Fuck.
will make your head spin. Ian Kilmeade.
Hey, let's go to Brian. Listen on KDWN in Nevada. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. How are you? Good morning to you.
Hey, what's on your mind?
What's on your mind is a better question, I suppose. You know, it's fascinating, actually. I just listened to your interview with Chris Wallace, who I absolutely admire. I really like, I don't know, I think he's willing to burn the boats and move on, you know? And I guess that's what's going on for me right now.
So who's
going to
win the bet? Is Joe Biden? Who's going to win the bet? Is Joe Biden going to sit down with Chris Wallace?
I hope so.
I think it would be great.
I absolutely hope so.
And I think it would be great because he's got to defend a lot. Thanks so much for the call. The $800 billion stimulus package, the fact that there was no shovel-ready jobs, where there's so many things that he was in charge of, either that or he's going to say it wasn't my deal, it was Barack Obama's deal. That was his presidency, not my presidency, but either he was one of impact or not. There's so much to defend there. I would love to know, for example, for 8 years, have the stats and how many people have been shot and murdered in Chicago. Why didn't you crack down at all then? What would you have done with the civil unrest taking place in Portland? I know you say you don't want to defund the police, but what do you mean by redirecting funds from the police? And what is it okay with you, the civil unrest taking place in Portland? Is it okay to give up a police precinct in Minneapolis and Seattle? Is it okay that almost what almost happens in New York? Tell me exactly what you would have done with the coronavirus. I mean, I'd like to hear something interesting come out of him, not red. But to his credit, he doesn't have to yet.
The news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
What is the biggest challenge you and your department face when it comes to national parks?
Ensuring that our facilities are accessible and that America's story is told, and also that people have an opportunity to come to the public square and tell their own story. But we do want people to do that in a way that is not destructive to these places.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
For a decade in the 80s and 90s, John Tesh was the golden boy of one of the most popular shows on TV. But his success belies his early years of homelessness and failures. His faith meager, but it got him through some of the darkest hours.
The only prayer that I knew was the Lord's Prayer, and I would pray it every night, and I would just beg God for help.
His greatest challenge recently was battling an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Undetected for years, his doctors predicted the worst.
I had no symptoms at all, and that's where you talk about, that's another silent killer, right? Good. And so we went to a hospital in Los Angeles where they did the biopsy, and the guy looked at Connie and me and said, you guys probably should get your affairs in order.
Tesh writes about the strengthening of his faith in his book, Relentless. He says today he is cancer-free and credits his wife, actress Connie Selica, for helping him stay spiritually strong with a verse from the Bible that emboldens followers to pray, believe, and do not doubt.
When we landed on that scripture, then faith was born.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at FoxNews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Campaign with Brett Baer.
The latest Fox News polls show promising numbers for former Vice President Biden in key states like Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida. Co-founder and president of Real Clear Politics, Tom Bevin.
I mean, I think there's a broad swath of voters that are put off by the idea that the Democrats are suggesting on national TV that we actually should engage in the argument of whether or not to tear down statues of George Washington.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more.
From the
historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. But we get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Bonus track with Laura Engel.
Taking you deep inside the music. What does Jethro Tull and a bottle of hand sanitizer have in common? Perfect way to clean your hands if you touch that park bench. The British band has now launched a charity hand sanitizer, which is helping to raise money in the USA for the Helping the Heroes charity. Approved by Ian Anderson himself, proceeds from sales will help small businesses, first responders, healthcare workers, and others in need through a number of charities, including the nonprofit campaign Helping the Heroes. The sanitizer began shipping on July 20th. Bottles cost $9, with a four-bottle pack costing $32, which sounds way better than those crazy high markups of hand sanitizers that we've seen these last few months. Plus, this one has a dose of rock and roll. Laura Engel, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Just ready to go. You know, I'm still thinking a lot about how last year ended. It's still stuck with me and still, you know, motivation for me to make sure that doesn't happen again. So, but I think the boys are ready and we're ready to get rolling.
And there you go. That was Aaron Judge. You don't hear him talk much. You see him play a lot. He's one of the high-profile guys in all of Major League Baseball. And they're back in action tonight as the Yankees visit the Nationals in Washington. Joining us now, the president of the New York Yankees, worked hard behind the scenes to make sure we did have some semblance of a baseball season. Randy Levine, welcome back. How relieved are you when the first pitch goes tonight?
Hey, Brian, I remember I was on with you way back in March when nobody thought this can happen. So I am so excited. I think the country is excited. This was a lot of work. I mean, it's a great tribute, most important to our players. They showed up. They followed these protocols. They've shown unbelievable grace and heart. All of the teams and the organizations and the commissioner's office worked hard. I think we're a model for how you bring people back to work. This is a very serious situation, but we've done the best we can, and now we're going to play ball, and let's hope we can, you know, it's been a lot of tough times here in this country, and baseball's always taken the lead to give a little relief. You know, it doesn't matter what your political persuasion is. It doesn't matter what you feel about different social issues. We all have lived through times. We're appreciative of being enlightened and about social justice. And it's just a great way now to have fun and play baseball. That's what we're looking forward to.
Yeah, I know, finally. And tonight is going to be Gerrit Cole against this guy named Max Scherzer. I'd pay a lot of money to get in, but I can't. There's going to be no fans. Is every team doing this cutout thing?
Not every team is.
You are.
I think some team. We're not doing cutouts.
Not?
police right now. And I think a lot of people are thinking about virtual fans. I mean, there's a lot of experimentation going on, a lot of fun. So I think that you're going to see some very creative stuff that happens over the next 66 days during the season.
You know, I find interesting about the MLS and some of the NBA, when I watched the scrimmages last night, they have big walls of advertising around it. So you're not seeing empty seats. I remember when leagues aren't that successful in big stadiums, they'll cover them with tarps and they'll sell space on the tarps. Have you guys thought about that?
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's going to happen, as well as there'll be some virtual signage. So, yes, all of that will happen, and I think that it's going to be a good look. I really do. There's no replacement for fans. The Yankees, we have the greatest fans of all time. They're great. I believe, you know, if the virus, especially in New York, stays low and dormant, maybe by the in a month or so we can start exploring fans. I'm not ruling that out, you know, as long as there's social distancing and we take all of the proper precautions.
Well, the problem is, if you guys are doing very well, it's going to be hard to be distancing. The people that need the social distancing, whether it's no problem, teams that don't draw well. Is there a plan in place for and is there a virus number, positive case number, and is there a number of people, or is there a percentage of stadium that Major League Baseball has told you can use if things are going well?
Baseball's working on it. We're working on it. Obviously, the idea would be you start slow, maybe 25-30%. You know, Yankee Stadium is big enough. It's an outdoor arena. It's large enough that you could social distance on all sides. You know, you require everybody to wear masks. You take their temperatures. There's a whole bunch of protocols that could be done because, obviously, you want to keep people safe. That's the most important thing. But we just have to watch the virus.
Randy, I know you're the business side of things. So is it true, roughly, that when you play without fans, the owners lose money?
No question. I mean, you know, we are by far the highest revenue team in the game, and we're losing a ton of money. I mean, you know, record number of money, as are all teams, because really, you know, television revenue is important, but it's far from the majority of our revenues.
Yeah, unlike football. And the other thing, Randy, I think is important for people to realize, you would have made more money if you guys did not play in this good. Now, of course, the best situation, no virus. But once there is a virus that's going to stop people from coming, if you're just a businessman or woman, you don't play.
Well, I think that was really never a consideration, because baseball's so important to everybody, and we were going to play. Even, you know, tribute to Hal Steinbrenner and all, you know, they get the responsibility of the social. Baseball's always been at the forefront that, you know, you have to play. It's so important to people, and people, you know, sit back now. This is phenomenal that we can start. Hopefully we can, I'm confident we can finish. People have a lot of comments, you know, why it's so hard, why it's impossible, why it's hard to play. We're there. And as I said, you know, baseball is for everybody. And it's time for people to just enjoy themselves, take a break, watch a game, escape for a little bit. And we got the greatest players in the world. They've done phenomenal, and we're just excited to get going. We think we have a great team this year, a championship team, and we're really excited to get going.
Yeah, here's Aaron Boone on that, your manager, Cut 38.
It's a hungry group. I felt that well. I continue to love it. I've seen that throughout this year already in spring training and now summer camp, signs that leave this team where they need to be heading into the regular season.
3-1 favorites to be World Series champions, but in a 60-game season, a 5-game winning streak could be your death. Can you give us an idea how this plays out? Everybody's got a DH in the National League. Number two, when it comes to extra innings, you going to get on base?
Yes, those are some of the new rule change. The universal DH and an extra inning, that's at second base. And you know, all of these are being done. You know, they had been being looked at because of considerations, but now, you know, because the length of games has got to different connotation. So we're going to try them all. And, you know, this story, you know, baseball's a marathon, always has been, you know, built for a long, long time. This is going to be a different season. This is, you know, 60-game sprint, and anything can happen, anything. You know, you got to keep. I think depth is going to be really, really important. So anything can happen.
That is true. And, Randy, when you talk about this league starting, they're going to go from city to city. There's no, so when they go from city to city, is if there's things happening like that stun us, like what happened in Florida and Texas and Arizona and Georgia, where the numbers went up, and if those numbers start going up, is there a certain threshold where you say, it's too, you know, I'm losing too many players, I'm going to call it a season? You know, we know two MLS teams, just Nashville, said, I'm not coming. We have 11 guys test positive. Do you have that built into the system?
I think that ops are incredible. I mean, if you read the protocols, they basically, and they've all been blessed by the leading health doctors and public health officials in the country. They spare the littlest details are covered. They spare nothing. And we feel, you know, okay. I mean, this virus is very unpredictable. The public safety and the health of our players and staff and is the most important thing. But, you know, with all of our players, it's been, you know, 3 weeks since summer camp, and it's way under 1%. So, you know, we've been very fortunate. It took a lot of time to get into these. Our players have been fantastic, and our staff and admin participating. So, again, I think that, you know, we're gonna do it, and there's nothing that it won't happen. Obviously, it's a very dangerous virus. Obviously, it's unpredictable. Just gonna do the best we can. There are no guarantees, but so far, so good.
And here's what Brian Cashman said about what to expect in terms of what the country's going through. He just said this.
You know, the great part of America is there's different ways to express yourself and different platforms to utilize how you express yourself. And in some cases, it happens to be, you know, kneeling, you know, during the anthem. Obviously, Colin Kaepernick started that process back 4 or 5 years ago. And now you're seeing it coming the major league dominant way, especially after, you know, where our country is coming from in the most recent month. Of our personnel, and so I'm supportive of our people as Americans to support themselves in a way, decisions in a very informed way. And there's a lot of different platforms to do it.
And they met, I heard the say the players met last night. And one thing I understand is happening, it's bringing teams together.
Yeah, I think you're going to see something special tonight. Do not want to give it away. But there's been a dialogue between some great former and present African-American players and the commissioner's office. You know, CC Sabathia, our great player who works with us, is part of that. There's been tremendous input by a lot of people, players and ex-players. I think they've come up with something to be very, very special that is going to be very moving. And I don't want to give it away. So we'll just watch tonight.
And lastly, I know you've known Donald Trump since the 80s. Is that the same guy we're watching in the White House?
Well, you know, I've known the president. He's doing the best he can. I think he's doing a good job. And, you know, I wish him well. We're focusing on baseball. And I think the great part of baseball, you know, it always has taken the lead of bringing everybody together. So that's what I'm saying. Whether you're looking the Democrat, a conservative, a progressive, whether you're for the president or against the president, let's step back a little, take a breath, and all, let's just enjoy baseball, because that's the American pastime and something we can all rally around and enjoy together.
And I'm so jealous of Anthony Fauci. He gets to throw the first pitch, but regardless, he's not going to get booed if he bounces it. There's going to be nobody there.
That's right. No pressure, but I got to tell you, you know, I've seen a lot of first pitches. People warm up, Brian. You know, even with no fans, you know, when you have hundreds of millions of people watching on television all over the world, I think the doctor's feeling a little pressure right now.
And Randy, you know the Bronx better than I do, but I've been there a number of times growing up in New York. They're going to line up around the stadium. And if that happens, I mean, are you going to have because they're just going to want to hear it when they come. I think a lot of these fans are just going to go, I'm getting close. If you're not going to let me in, I'm going to go see if I can, you know, maybe listen, put my my AirPods in and stand outside the stadium. Will there anything stop you from going to the stadium, standing outside?
I don't, you know, all I can say for all our fans, we have the greatest fans in the world. The most important thing is for you to be safe. That's it. So we want you to be safe. We want you to, you know, respect social distancing, wear masks, because we want you to be healthy. That's the most important thing. So I don't know. That's really more the New York City PD's job. But we have the best fans. All we wish for them is to be really healthy.
All right. Cole gets a start against Scherzer. It's going to be real baseball, 7:08 Eastern time, weather permitting. If the game does not work, they will play on Friday. And Randy Levine, I know for sure, will be watching. He's president of the New York Yankees, the team favorite. I know it's a favorite. The favorites mean very little, but in this sprint, I think talent could mean a lot more. They are the favorites to win the World Series. Randy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Always great to be with you.
Same here. And our audience, Randy has kept us in the loop. He has so much experience, so much business acumen. He was able to, so much respect with the players. He was able to do a lot, and he'll never admit it, to make sure this season actually happened. We're going to come back with your phone calls. It's so good to talk about something positive. 1-866-408-7669.
A radio show of the people for the people. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
In small business, competition can be brutal. Over 90% of your potential customers read online reviews before buying. If your company's online reputation doesn't reflect how your customers feel about your business, then your competitor is getting the sale. If you're going to win the battle, you have to manage your company's online reputation. Reviews911.net wants to offer you a free trial of our online reviews management platform that you can have up and running in about 5 minutes. You'll learn how to replace bad reviews with good ones and how current reviews can make you show up at the top of local search results. Improve your customers' brand experience and get more reviews on the sites that matter most, like Google, Yelp, Facebook, and all the rest, so that new customers will find you first. Win the Small Business Slugfest when you text WIN to 411-411. Reviews911.net. Text the word WIN to 411-411 to get your free trial today. Text WIN to 411-411. Text WIN to 411-411.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary 2-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Brides across America makes today's Dean's List for donating wedding gowns to frontline workers. The nonprofit is based in Massachusetts, and they typically donate gowns to military couples or first responders. But since the country's medical professionals are now risking their lives every day in the fight against coronavirus, they've shown that they qualify as heroes in their own right. Heidi Jansen, the founder of Brides Across America, says they want to do something to give back. She says they're putting their lives on the line, just like military or a first responder. So this was our way to give back to them. We thought it lined up nicely with our mission. Heidi says, whenever Brides Across America offers a beautiful gown, it can take a huge burden off the shoulders of the brides-to-be. Thank you, Brides Across America, for helping our frontline workers celebrate one of the happiest days of their lives. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Proud American with Johnny Joey Jones.
Being a proud American means investing in our children and ensuring they have every opportunity to be the next great generation. My friend Stan Tucker is the founder of Leap for Literacy, with a focus on underprivileged youth.
They don't have access to books. And so one of our programs, the Read and Roll, addresses that situation. We have a bookmobile where we give kids free books. You know, I wanted to put a twist on the program, not just pulling up and give the kids a book for just being at school. I wanted them to actually have some kind of investment in it. So what the kids have to do, they have to do one act of kindness every day for a month. And at the end of the month, I come and I give them the book. And what I tell them is kindness is the currency to pay for these books. So not only am I encouraging reading, but I'm also encouraging kids to be kind to one another.
To hear more stories like this, visit foxnewspodcast.com. I'm Johnny Joey Jones. Thanks for listening.
It was really nice for Randy Levine to join us. He was updated throughout the entire process. Tom, you listen to 94.3, The Talker in Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I love your show, man. I don't think I'll be watching baseball. I mean, when I watched the guys kneeling the other night during the anthem, it's just kind of like a slap in the face to me. I mean, you kind of softballed it to Randy there, and he kind of didn't really answer it. It's nice how it come together, but I just don't feel the anthem is a place to be kneeling in any sport.
I never will.
Be watching.
And if
I hope that they all
but
do.
Tom, what if you did this? If they do the one thing the one time, the MLS does one thing the one time, the show, you know, some racial things we got to work on in this country, which we all know there are things that could bring the country together and level the playing field more. We always know there's stuff we could do. There's positive conversations to be had. But if it becomes overwhelming in every day, like the NBA was making statements yesterday, we're going to be talking about racial justice, not the game, some of the players were saying. You're forcing fans to go away. But what if it's just the first couple of nights?
If it's the first couple of nights and they do like a really nice ceremony and they bring attention and awareness to the problems in our society, I understand that and I get where they're coming from. But I won't be able to stand it tuning in every night and seeing guys kneel down for the anthem. I mean, even if I was in the stands. I mean, I'm a diehard Mets fan. I love going. I want to be there. Because I love to watch my Mets, and it's like, I don't want to see guys kneeling during the anthem. I don't want to be in the stadium.
Yeah, I mean, it breaks almost 50-50 with the country, too. I mean, for me, you're spray painting George Washington's hands, you're kneeling during the anthem, it's the same thing. It's anti-American when it's totally unnecessary, especially when you have a national audience after or before the game who will talk to you at any point about things that are deeper than the final score. But there's a lot of pressure on the players to do things. If you just take a deep breath, and just give it a couple of games. I'll be the first one to say this is too much. It's overwhelming the game. I've had it. And they will sense it too. So I just think that it might be fun to watch and just get past the beginning. They evidently put together something pretty cool. I think they did it last night according to reports. So I want to let it breathe for a while. But I appreciate where you're coming from. Robert, listen, WNIS in Newport News, Virginia. Robert.
Hi there. First, I want to say that Randy should have ended his interview with you with the James Earl Jones speech and Field and Dreams. That would have ended been a perfect ending. But that's not why I called. You know the speech I'm talking about?
No. I can't think of it.
Where he says baseball, has been America's game. And anyway, watch the clip of James Earl Jones on Field of Dreams. It's a great tribute to baseball.
I'm bringing it back tomorrow. Now, what did you think of Wallace with Trump?
All right. First of all, that was the best example I've seen of real journalism we've seen in a long time. It puts to rest any question by anyone of fair and balance in the Fox News division. It was excellent. And what I would suggest, you know how athletes, when they retire, they open up restaurants? I think Chris Wallace, maybe he shouldn't retire, but I'm telling you.
Do you think he'll do just a hard interview with Joe Biden? I do.
Absolutely. He's fearless. He's fearless. Him, Brittany, and both. But Chris Wallace, definitely. I think Chris Wallace should open up a journalism school, the Chris Wallace School of Journalism. I don't know if he should attach it to a university, but I'm telling you, he could have curriculum that would teach real journalism to the young people who have no idea what real journalism
is. Robert, thanks so much. I'm going to play that back for him next week. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Herb Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. Nugenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. Nugenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah,
and
all I had to do was send them a text to get my compliments. All to 42424 right now for your complimentary Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone PNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text all to 42424. Text ALL to 42424. That's all to 42424.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
1970s, the most successful songwriting duos was Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Elton John discusses their music composing relationship.
He writes the lyrics first and gives them to me, and then I write the songs to them. In the old days, I would slice bits of verses out and cut things here and there. It's not so bad now. It's always been lyrics first. Very, very rarely, as I have sometimes suggested, a title for a song or maybe Breaking My Heart through that process. People say, you know, I don't really want to. I'm Bernie. I love it. And he's one of my favorites.
Unfolds BP Audis of Fox.
Town Hall is brought to you by Shastle Center.
Breaking news, Tom. Ostrom set to risk COVID luggage on.
As the files hold report from with White House Act Saturday on talk about the waters at the cabinet and employment been substantial at top priority for the president.
Reports that comes Democrats weigh in, which only is in negotiations. Following actions on the city's clash to try near where protests, police say they made analysis suggests would by president to exclude immigrants illegally from buying of U.S. districts.
As if the president's teaching lesson were count. Analysis shows Minnesota keep a congressional. The process it's known will take to 2020. Traditionally, of a state is counted, bar people in the U.S. Ben Thomas.
When the teachers died at the on Friday, analysis.com.
This is Lee. When you need a share is wheeze. This could that you'll say there for help now since the affordable insurance. $5 or more. Here's each other's situation easier than ever by July and 70.
The number here in a second.
2 minute promo coach will say maybe now is the time to make this they have saving. 837-844-5447.
Cough.
Back in Mexico, spring. One of his dog and wife finding go sick several in the 2017. Out of the later dies in loose for Fusteras.
AAA reports the price will average $1.18. 4 cents ago, but 57 last year's price in California cents a gallon. Breaking news and analysis at Town Hall. New research finds it could take at least 2 to 3 weeks to recover from COVID-19.
A new study finds that about 20% of the virus patients who had mild cases say their symptoms continued for weeks. That's even among young adults, who mostly recovered without hospital treatment. Cough, fatigue, and body aches are among the most common persistent symptoms reported. Most of the previous research on lingering symptoms focused on sicker, hospitalized patients. The study was led by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Georgia Democratic Senate candidate John Ossoff says he's in isolation with his wife who contracted COVID-19. The 33-year-old candidate has mild coronavirus symptoms and that he's showing symptoms as well. He said he was tested Saturday and is awaiting results while self-quarantining. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The chaos to heal, and he knows that the president's doing the right thing. We got to get details on how he would do it. Anthony Munoz, maybe one of the finest football players, not only of his generation's ever finest offensive lineman, he's going to be joining us too with a great message that is victory beyond competition. It's a real good message as we set to ramp up youth sports again, college sports again, I hope, although my daughter's season was just canceled, as is most college soccer, and I think college football is next. And then we wait for the NFL year. So he's going to give us an example of what he thinks about the NFL camps opening up, what's happening with sports, and how to keep it all in perspective. And Laura Logan's getting ready to join us, and it looks like we're going to be talking to her about something that she predicted, and I confer. And I totally thought she was right then, and I know she's right now, that when General McChrystal, when they announced that General McChrystal's methods of unwinding al-Qaeda in Iraq and insurgencies, the whole surge, is being used for politics to upend Trump, we're seeing it play out now, and I'll show you exactly how. She's going to be joining us shortly. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
There's been this long challenge of the Chinese Communist Party stealing intellectual property. We actually talked about this. It's not just American intellectual property, but stolen. It's been European intellectual property, too. Stolen by the Chinese Communist Party.
That is Mike Pompeo, full bore, China. The Trump administration is going where no administration has gone before and is uniting the world against China and turning up the heat inside our own country. They told him to gut and get out of Houston's consulate. Are we ready for the backlash? And is it time for a new Cold War?
Number two.
The children in your family, your son, your grandchildren, are you comfortable? Do you plan to have them back in person, in school?
Yeah, I am comfortable with that. And we do have a national strategy, but as you know, ultimately it's up to the governors of the states.
There you go. The president talked about the coronavirus. We are surging towards a vaccine while cases rise. Testing, the testing demand has to rise to meet the challenge. So far it has not, but it's not been totally flattened its back either. Question, would you send your kid back to school? If you're a teacher, would you be comfortable in the classroom? The president says yes, and yes, as do I.
Number one.
That's not democracy that we saw unfolding on the streets of Portland as a result of this federal action. That's what we call tyranny and dictatorship. And we are not having it in Chicago.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who gets a haircut during the pandemic, you remember her. Trump takes it to the streets, two more cities, despite the pushback from Democratic mayors in Hyde and Biden. The president is determined to bring chaos under control and killing to an end with federal agents. I'll tell you where this political and criminal battle stands in Portland, Oregon, Albuquerque, New York, and more. And we'll get to that, too. Laura Logan joins us. She's a multiple award-winning investigative journalist. We're lucky enough to have her at Fox Nation and Fox News. Laura, welcome. I appreciate you giving us some moments out of your vacation.
Oh, thank you so much, Brian.
So, Laura, I'm starting to see some trends, and I contacted you last night. And I'm starting to see this. First, Joe Biden said it. I bet you the president won't leave after I win. We'll bring the military in to escort him out. And now we see the Washington Post today. Rob Costa said there's a thought that what if the president just refuses to leave and uses these militia members to keep him in power? And then I hear Eric Holder, Cut 33.
His attempt to talk about mail-in voting and all the fraud that is associated with it is factually incorrect. He's just trying to set up a situation where he has the ability to delegitimize a vote that he might lose. But we have to be prepared for things that this nation has never faced before. And unfortunately, that could involve the use of, these forces.
Is this a plan? Are these synchronized?
No, it's quite extraordinary. Of course, it's a plan, and because they're all saying the same thing. It's not just them. Hillary Clinton said it as well in one of her big interviews. And then she had people like her former staff member, Philippe Brans, who was out saying that he was worried that Trump wasn't going to give up the nuclear code. And there's many more of them. They're not the only ones. I mean, the list is endless. Brian, and you know, it's really quite astonishing to hear someone like Eric Holder say that, because these forces that he's alluding to, that he's demonizing and trying to make them sound so sort of subversive and secretive, and you know, these are the forces that he was in control of. It fell under him. They're exactly the same forces. They haven't changed one little bit. And this is a This is very clearly a tactic of information warfare that is called, well, it's projecting. They're setting the conditions. Number one, they're projecting what they've already done and things that they have already done. We've seen that consistently. They accuse the president of colluding with a foreign power to undermine an American election and his opponent. That's exactly what Hillary Clinton's campaign did with Fusion GPS and the Russian government. They also did it with the Ukrainian government. They did it with the Australian government. They did it with the British government. I mean, there's not just the elements within those countries. It's not even just the Russians. You saw them accuse President Trump of using his power in his office of withholding aid in order to get what he wanted out of the Ukrainian government. Well, that's exactly what Joe Biden did. So this whole thing of projecting onto others what you're doing, why it's so important is, number one, once they say that you've done it, you now have to prove that you didn't, right? And then they release little bits of information, constant drip, drip, drip of stories to a compliant press that is no longer behaving like journalists. They're acting like political operatives for their team. And they keep it alive. And they normalize the behavior as well. So that by the time, you know, you figure out, everyone figures out, well, they didn't actually do this, no one's got any interest in pursuing who actually did it. They ignore it completely. They ignore the fact. I mean, that you still see MSNBC and the New York Times and all these other people today reporting and putting guests on there acting as if Trump was guilty of colluding with Russia, as if the Mueller investigation actually proved that he was guilty. And they still treat him as if he's a foreign agent. Some of them even go, Lawrence O'Donnell, these people, they go on air suggesting that he is, and they allow their guests to do the same, even though there's zero evidence of that. And we know it wasn't true. And that's what they're doing here. They're also setting the conditions for whatever outcome. You know, they have a plan, and they have different levels of planning depending on, you know, what level of, you know, they think is required,
right,
given the circumstances going into the election. And so they're setting the conditions for the different, you know, plans that they have in place, so that they can act out those plans. And it's really disturbing, because if you were to say, okay, what do they base that on? When has Donald Trump ever said he's not going to leave office or just refuse?
Nothing. He never did.
Never. It's never actually happened. So it doesn't matter whether you are a Trump supporter or not a Trump supporter. Look at the principle here that's being eviscerated. The last time they did exactly the same thing. They said that Trump wasn't going to accept the election results. He won, and they still haven't accepted the election results. So they were again projecting. And there is actually evidence that they're not going to accept it, because they didn't accept it last time.
I know. The first time they really accepted that Hillary Clinton lost was recently, when they said, well, we got it. Remember, Joe Biden could blow this. Remember, we thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, and she lost. So I'm saying, wait, did you just admit that Trump won? So talking to Laura Logan. So, Laura, the other thing to keep in mind, too, is the president's got some assets. And it's law and order. People look at him as a law and order president. So how do you hurt him with those assets? If this calculus was used, the same calculus that killed Zarqawi, you flip it and you make him an authoritarian. You said that he's an absolute monarch. You make the hard line on law and order look like a negative. Isn't that what they're doing now?
It's exactly what they're doing now. That's strategic messaging. But it also has another purpose, which is to tie his hands. Because what they want to do is they've created the conditions. They've created the civil unrest, right? Because look at where the riots are taking place. They're all in Democrat-run cities where those, you know, the leaders there could have behaved very differently. They could have, but they didn't. They allowed this situation to develop. They allowed it to go on. They told the police to stand down. They said summer of love, right, before people were being killed
Seattle.
On the streets inside Chaz and Chop, whatever you want to call it. And so they allowed these things to happen, and they've got control over that because they have control over the local police and the state police, the local authorities. What happens now is they've situation where things are out of control, and they're enticing and antagonizing, almost inciting the president to step in. They've already put the messaging out there that the moment he does, they're ready to go. Remember, they've been saying this from the very – they said it when in D.C. because he's actually the – it's not being a state in D.C. He has the authority to deploy whatever forces he wants. And so they waged a massive information warfare campaign against in Washington, D.C. Do you remember when the mayor of D.C. refused to pay the hotel bill
yep.
for troops from the National Guard and said that they were going to kick them out, right? I mean, they did exactly the same thing then, gending, you know, sort of really pushing the animosity and almost hatred. And suggesting instantly before they'd done anything that they were subversive and wrong.
So, Laura, people listening right now might say, hey, guys, this is just politics. This is what they do. They try to make your strength your weakness. That's when they look in. John Kerry was a guy who served in the military. Well, then they had people who made his weakness. What makes this different that alarmed you and me so much?
Well, it's one of the things that you mentioned, which is that General Stanley McChrystal and the people who work with him and for him have teamed up with disinformation specialists and political operatives from the Biden campaign and from the progressive side. And they have said openly in press releases and in articles, McChrystal's been interviewed. He's put this out there, letting everybody know that he's the weapons of information warfare that he, in the wake of 9/11, it's reported in the Washington Post, is being designed to be used against ISIS. Actually, that it was in operation long before ISIS existed, and that Stanley McChrystal has said that he and others are using these weapons, tools that were developed and paid for by the U.S. government, designed to use against our foreign enemies, and that they're using them against our own people, against Americans. And there are many people, as it's illegal. It's also taking and firing them on your own people or dropping a J-dam on an American city, because these are very powerful weapons of war. And we've used them against foreign governments all over the world and against our enemies. And they involve things like, for example, artificial intelligence to identify the most effective counter-narratives, right? So they don't waste time and money,
right,
you know, pushing out information or propaganda or disinformation that's not going to work. They're able to hone that. They've got a network of 3.4 million social influencers, some of whom are paid. Don't you wonder why people like Taylor Smith and, you know, Swift, sorry, and all these celebrities that are talk about the virus and suddenly they're so active politically, you know, and when you see all these companies that are piling on, this is this network of influence and that are being used to wage this. But you know what it tells you, Brian? The fact that they're doing this and they still are not, that's proof that they are powerful as they project.
I know. And the thing that bothers me most, Laura, is they know Joe Biden on foreign policy is absolutely awful. They knew he was a joke in the military. And they're actually siding with Joe Biden's crew, the Biden administration, over a Trump administration. It blows me away.
Well, and they also know that Joe Biden, you know, is not of sound mind and capable of governing. And I'm not saying that to be offensive to anybody or to him. I'm saying that because it's obvious if you've been watching him. I've spoken to multiple doctors, but the man can't finish a sentence, you know? And so it's astonishingly clear. But what that does, you know, if that sends a signal to you, right? Because the first question I then ask as a journalist with my experience is, okay, they know better than we do what his mental state is, and yet they're still pushing him forward. It's literally the method, right? I mean, Hollywood has been filled the last decade. There's been one film after another coming out of Hollywood that says basically the U.S. president is just a figurehead, right? They don't really have any power. It's really, you know, the government and the people behind them, i.e. the bureaucracies at each state. That's the real power. And so, you know, you can have any old figurehead in that position and it doesn't really matter. But, of course, that's very convenient for all the people who really want to be in charge of this government and don't, you know, and they need Joe Biden to do exactly what they don't need him to get in their way. And, of course, you know, Donald Trump isn't that kind of president. But what's even more disturbing to me is that these generals, they don't just know where, you know, Trump stands on foreign policy. It really makes you wonder, what is it that they are so afraid of and so threatened by? That they doing an information warfare campaign on this scale and doing something that they know is wrong, right?
Gotcha.
They know it in their hearts. McChrystal said it's like opening Pandora's box. Once it's out there, you know, it's out there. But except that they're putting it out there in this, normalizing the behavior.
Right.
They're getting American people to accept this. And
right.
Also what they're doing, they're using their megaphone in the media, right? Because they know that nobody's going to call them to account.
And we're going to keep calling them out, and I'm going to keep bothering you on vacation. So, and to outline it, because you have so much credibility, and we have to unwind it before it's done. If Joe Biden wins fair and square, best of luck. It'll be crazy, but it's got to be on the level. And that's what Trump's been saying. This other thing is got to be stopped and identified, and you're the one to do it. Laura, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Brian. I love being on your show.
Yeah, same here. Our audience loves you, too. 1-866-408-7669.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Did you know that the average American household owes over $16,000 in credit card debt? These credit card companies try to lure you in with low starting rates or tons of airline points just to jack up the interest rates after a few months. Before you know it, you're in over your head and struggling to make the minimum payments. It's important to know you're not alone, and Lose Debts has helped thousands of good people just like you avoid the expensive and lengthy bankruptcy process. With our debt reset program, your debt can be reduced by more than half and all future interest will be eliminated, making you debt-free in as little as 24 months. This is not a loan, and unlike other companies, we do not charge upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. Best of all, we provide a 100% money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Speak to our agents today at 800-340-3365. That's 800-340-3365. Quit losing sleep over your debt payments. Call us for help. 800-340-3365. Again, 800-340-3365.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Voters see the pandemic as the biggest problem facing the country and more trust Joe Biden to handle the virus than President Trump. Yet for many, the top issue remains the economy. And in our Fox News survey, the two candidates match up about evenly there. Here's another question that might give insight if the election's about the economy. In a 1980 debate with then-President Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan asked voters, "Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?" Today, one voter in four answers yes. That's 26% that say they're better off than before Donald Trump took office. About the same number say they're worse off, 28%. Nearly half, 45%, say their situation is unchanged. That's just one of the questions we'll be tracking before the election. By the way, Fox News wasn't around in 1980, but a CBS News poll conducted that fall showed only 21% felt they were better off than the previous year. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Potpourri.
I'm Ashley DeBorton with a Fox Movie Profile, previewing some films available at home with Fandango's Eric Davis, including the thriller Most Wanted and Dave Franco's directorial debut, The Rental.
This is one of those films that's a bit of a slow burn. You're hanging out with these two couples who are enjoying this great weekend away in this beautiful Airbnb-type house on a cliff, and then slowly but surely some weird things happen, and then the last act is crazy.
One of the new Netflix ads is Fear City, New York versus the Mafia.
This is about the late 70s, early 80s, which was really the New York Mafia.
And as Clueless turns 25, there's a collection of ideas of what to watch on Fandango now, all modern adaptations of classic literature.
Clueless is one of those films. It was also a period piece, Emma, that came out earlier this year, starring Anya Taylor-Joy. That's also really great to see. But other films on that list include Romeo plus Juliet, which, of course, is based on Romeo and Juliet.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. 1-866-408-7669. You know what's so sad in New York City in particular? They're saying they can't open up the schools. We just don't have the money. They have plenty of money to be able to open up the schools. They have money for other things. The $1 billion they just took from police, instead of playing kickball or starting a game of tag with the extra money, those children's programs, put it into schools. But they're actually holding it hostage to order to maximize what they get from this stimulus bill. Carol is on WABC in New Jersey. Hey, Carol.
Hi. I'm just calling about what you were just talking about, the Democrats are so worried about Trump not leaving if he loses. Well, I could see this could be very easy to eliminate. Let us all have a regular, normal, all-American election like we used to, and go in there. See, I like to go in, push the button, pull the lever, know that my vote went in. I don't like this mail-in stuff because you don't even know where it's going to go.
You know, 100%.
You put all your information,
Carol,
you and I have to be anonymous.
You and I have the same worries. If you're in a mail-in vote, you know how many kids go, I'm not going to vote. Mom, you tell me where to, you go mail in my ballot. I don't have time to do it. Or there's pressure. Hey, you know what? You better not be voting for Trump. Let me see that ballot before you seal that envelope. That's why there's privacy in voting. There's no way it's effective. There's no way if I'm president of the United States, I allow it to happen in great numbers. It will show the balance of the election, and we won't have a winner on election day. We got to depend on the post office. Forget it. More calls next. 1-866-408-7669. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Psst.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and listen to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum.
Dr. Shelby Steele, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution.
I don't think it's the smartest thing in the world for blacks to worry that much about politics. It doesn't, I don't think you will find many solutions to the problems they face in the political arena, no matter who becomes the president.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player who win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. Audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Charitable donors who helped Americans during the pandemic makes today's Dean's List. In response to needs created because of COVID-19 and one of the worst e-turns, the first half of this year is now in giving in recorded his large funds. Schwab over $1 billion haired last year. The Schwab Charitable Edible Inspired utilized to help unprompted by health and social one who is time. You all Dean?
Show in Kilmeade.
Clear happened in our could also, and this the attorney, the acting Harry secretary clear for the presence of officers come here in New York City
saying whatever like you did help like you promised send anybody you're doing in Albuquerque how much cop you don't think Portland's at role is Howard Safer police commissioner from as in a law and law enforcement is a commissioner.
Good to be with you,
brought to the governor. We don't need any help
since 40
is bored to fifth. There's a lot of help.
Trump, you're right now. If you're police, but you take your orders, how do you do?
As mayor said, let the demonstrators, quote, been camped in with his blessing for a month. The department halted his hand. Next day, go story that chaos going on heads would be.
So this federal force create 9/11. I understand if I'm wrong. The FBI, the ATF, along with Marshal Service, supposed to the local.
There's a couple of us is to pretend there's lots of object to it and black lives. And the message to tell them that in line you get executed under loose New York City, you get and it's needed. The demonstrators in Los Angeles, Portland, do whatever they want. What operation will make and Dermot Shea right. We asked to the mayor.
The country's just raided. They're bottles flying everywhere. This mayor liked Chicago. Up 50% in shooting. He said to the president, cut five.
Democracy, Portland, this tyranny, and have Chicago.
Really? What is she? Look, she's speaking to.
I Jabberwocky. The fact is, already in other FPs, not pretty, has been Gary McCarthy anything and what needs and send them primarily. That there's going to be an ear leftist city saying, I can shoot, I can loot where I am, and there's going to be, and should not let that happen.
But, Commissioner, so we're only talking about 100. How much can federal agents, of a difference can federal agents, especially if the local police force is told not to?
Well, I think they can make a difference because when you look at the amount of violence, although it gets tremendous play on the media, it's not that big. It's just in concentrated areas. And a good group, like, for instance, when I was chief of operations of the U.S. Marshal Service, we have a group called SOG, Special Operations Group, that's over 100 just themselves, who are well-trained to deal with mayhem and riots and have been used around the country for federal purposes. I think they would have a great impact. And I think when police officers see that they're getting support from the federal government to do their jobs, I think that could turn around tremendously.
So Ted Wheeler is the latest liberal mayor who thinks he's friends with the protesters, but they hate him too. Think about this: the mayor in Seattle, she's like, "Oh, it's going to be a summer of love," and they end up going for her house. In Oakland, the same thing: they break down her gate, they defile her house when she said leave the protesters alone. And we know in Chicago, this mayor is anything but popular. And now we have our mayor, who's hated as much by the protesters as he is by the police force. They think they're at one. Listen to Ted Wheeler, who is the liberal mayor of Portland, who has allowed his city to be overrun by these anarchists for 55 days. Cut eight.
This is an egregious overreaction on the part of the federal officers. There was nothing that I saw in the video that warranted this reaction. This is not a de-escalation strategy. This is flat-out urban warfare.
And when he goes to make a speech, they start screaming, F Ted Wheeler, quote, do your job, get out. So when are they going to realize that their allies are their enemies, and their enemies look at the acquiescence as weakness and opportunity? What is it going to take?
Well, it's going to take the public standing up, the good citizens of those cities, standing up and saying, as the mayor of Seattle did after the murders in the area that was taken over in Seattle, somebody has to say enough is enough. What these criminals and what these people are criminals. They're not peaceful protesters. Look at weakness as a free ride. They say, look, the mayor says it's okay. Let's go out, loot, steal, murder, do whatever we want. It's not the people who really care who are peaceful protesters. It's a group of criminals and anarchists who are causing what's really become a cultural revolution in this country where you can't say anything that's true about what these people are doing. And that's why we need to keep telling the truth. And the good citizens of this country need to stand up and say enough is enough.
You know, it's amazing, and I don't want to get involved in politics, but Barack Obama grew up in Chicago. I mean, he knows the city like the back of his hand. He knew the homicides were happening. Rahm Emanuel was his chief of staff. For 8 years, he never did any of this. It's this president, really doesn't know Chicago, who's saying how many more murders, 17 over the weekend, 400 over the last 2 months, up 50%. How much? So he's sending in troops. Is there more Washington could do, more Trump can do?
Yeah, I think this is a great first step. You know, I don't care about politics, but I do care about saving people's lives. And Barack Obama for 8 years said, it's not my problem, but it is. It's everybody's problem. And the federal government has a lot of resources. And if the mayors of these cities stood up and said, we need your help and let's work together on this, we could fix it pretty quickly. But it's pretty clear that they're fine with anarchy in their cities. And that's when a responsible president mm-hmm. has to take charge. And if the governors and the mayors won't do it, then I commend President Trump and what he's doing. He's trying to save lives.
And you know what's amazing? If I'm a mayor and I want to make a national name, work with Republicans. And then next thing you know, you become an effective legislator. And they are so rare these days. And the American public is moving so far away from the extreme right and extreme left, they would be the first one there. They could say, meet me in the lane called getting things done, as opposed to let me try to impress the next chairman of the DNC or the next nominee for president on the left or right. Commissioner, thanks so much. Always appreciate it.
Good to be with you, Brian.
Howard Safer, former police commissioner. And by the way, where's Mike Bloomberg? He presided and took such great pride over reducing crime in the city for 12 years. And now he's invisible. You know why he is? He is on the sideline because he knows if he speaks up and tells the truth, it'll make Democrats look bad. And he doesn't want to do that because it would help Donald Trump. Bitterness. Anthony Munoz is next. You know, your kids are getting back on the field right now. We're going to start watching baseball as soon as tonight, basketball in 2 weeks. We're watching soccer. Well, let's talk about Victory Beyond Competition, his new group that's out there. And I think it's victorybeyondcompetition.org is his website. Check it out. And you're going to like listening to one of the finest football players in the history of the game.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
In small business, competition can be brutal. Over 90% of your potential customers read online reviews before buying. If your company's online reputation doesn't reflect how your customers feel about your business, then your competitor is getting the sale. If you're going to win the battle, you have to manage your company's online reputation. Reviews911.net wants to offer you a free trial of our online reviews management platform that you can have up and running in about 5 minutes. You'll learn how to replace bad reviews with good ones and how current reviews can make you show up at the top of local search results. Improve your customers' brand experience and get more reviews on the sites that matter most, like Google, Yelp, Facebook, and all the rest, so that new customers will find you first. Win the small business slugfest when you text WIN to 411-411. Reviews911.net. Text the word WIN to 411-411 to get your free trial today. Text WIN to 411-411. Text WIN to 411-411.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Hurt Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. Nugenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. Nugenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, and all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text ALL to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text ALL to 42424 right now. Text ALL to 42424. That's ALL to 42424.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download Perino and Steigerwald. I'll tell you what.
Every day, a Republican tells me in some way that Joe Biden is too dotty to be president and that Trump will eat him alive in the...
Oh, I got a text about that this morning, too.
Oh, well, wait till the debates. You just when Joe Biden is so old. They hate him so much. It's crazy. The amount of hate, and it's not like Democrats don't hate Trump. And I think, well, gee, you're setting the bar awful low for this fella.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
What is the biggest challenge you and your department face when it comes to national parks?
Ensuring that our facilities are accessible and that America's story is told, and also that people have an opportunity to come to the public square and tell their own story. But we do want people to do that in a way that is not destructive to these places.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
The more you listen, the more you'll know.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
One more snap, and this one will then be over. This is it. The Cincinnati Bengals were the last team to lose in the regular season. They won their first six. They're the last AFC team to lose in the total season. AFC champions. En route to Miami in the Super Bowl. 21-10 over Buffalo.
And there you go. One of the highlights of Anthony Munoz's career. And he joins us right now. He's probably pound for pound one of the finest football players to ever play the game, let alone offensive lineman. And he joins us now from an undisclosed location after 13 years in the NFL, making even more of an impact afterwards. One of the things he's going to be talking about is this program called Victory Beyond Competition. And you could find it on victorybeyondcompetition.org. Anthony, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me. First of all, I got to say, big fan, and I appreciate the opportunity to chat a little bit today.
So, you know, it's amazing. Someone says, yeah, Anthony Munoz, of course, his victory. He was one of the finest football. He got to the top of his game all time. So now he wants us to look past the game. So how should the regular average athlete listening right now look for more than wins and losses?
Well, you know, Brian, it's interesting because this is kind of a tagline I've had for a long time, experiencing victory beyond competition. And I think right now with this cultural campaign dedicated to sharing how all people, you talk about athletes, parents, coaches, fans, I think we need to look and experience victory far beyond all the wins and losses. You know, I look at my career. That was a nice intro with the Super Bowl. We did lose that. I had a couple of Super Bowl losses. We can look at the loss of OTAs, the loss of the preseason this year. I can look at, you know, some injuries I had in college as losses. But, you know, we have to look past that. We have to look at past readjusting our schedule and routine with COVID-19. And so I really believe the, you know, victory comes beyond the competition. You know, competition for me was on the football field. Three that I experienced when I was playing was victory that I understanding that God was my audience and I'm motivated to please him through my performance. And that's where I got my identity. That's where I got my, you know, significance. And that has helped me as a dad, as a husband, you know, as a grandfather now, as a community member. So, you know, we can look at the wins and losses and really look at, we can all look at, you know, for ourselves. Brian Kilmeade could say, okay, where do I petition? I just, you met victorion.org. You can go That is to fans like down inside with them through and look.
Hear you because I wrote too many tube sportsmen pro. That what you do in immune your time. Plus is getting benched from reaching or in calling hard enough to feed the rest. Just the way we have win every day. Make competition. If you're not, you can change form off the eye black. You've done.
You know, are the best. He talks about he can be a gold first. He said every gold jacket famer. He said traits. We want to make believe in what they're doing. Really look at and be the best. Co-host, do with that and to do as an individual.
But how does this, you know, restaurant, out, and they're not going to go pro in the wrong kids who think the only system you use for being. How do you
get the main to share? Wear a gold jacket and all these pro. And you share foundation, and since you connect with the, and you say, hey, sure, I played in the NFL years, but five of us did 2-3 jobs at an egg ranch, have my dad and out of prison, instant connection. And he, a lot of what we're going through with it, I did keep me really moved. Could have very easily thrown in after 3 and 4 years. But I, as a motivation, for my whole is I haven't the teamwork each other. I share them from Mexico, black and brown together. We have each other.
And your team, you know, is going to find competition now and find out how to get a great message.
Into recurring his message and data rates may have 40 isn't soft. Are you losing it? If so, growth hormone 20 will production begins to slow. You start slowing. The world's first and body's GH studies show the zone within 100 minutes. Nugenics is in America. Trier to 321 H boot. Wager back. And you can only one. That's FI21323.
This is Fox.
Headline
80. One nothing. Was from a day suit of terror. He counted wrong.
And now it's all up.
An official accident.
This disease in women, adults, stopped. It is as in people are.
Do you not swap plane loads of hostage or not?
News at
News. Shasterville Center. Your choice center.